WTAW College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Cargo can finally come and go. The L.A. strike that shut down much of the nation's biggest port is over. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
An agreement has been reached to end the eight-day strike at the nation's largest port complex. The crippling strike prevented shippers from delivering goods across the country.
The strikes cost the country about $8 billion, somewhere in the neighborhood of $8 billion of more than 10,000 people out of work, but we've got a deal. People are going back to work, and that's the good news.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announcing the end of the strike. Dave?
Courtney, magic beans and fairy dust. That's what the White House's response is to the Republican fiscal cliff counteroffer. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And for now, both sides still sticking to their positions.
There are a lot of ways you can get additional tax revenues without raising rates.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle citing Speaker John Boehner's plan, which calls for closing tax loopholes to achieve $800 billion in savings over the next decade.
Unfortunately, the Speaker's proposal right now is still out of balance.
President Obama tells Bloomberg TV Boehner hasn't said which loopholes he wants to cut. And Dave, for now, there are no public talks scheduled, not even among staffers for the White House and the Speaker.
Now, Rich, the president will discuss the situation with CEOs at a business roundtable today. These were the protests that forced Egypt's president to flee his palace in Cairo last night. But since, President Morsi has gone back in. Tens of thousands have demonstrated and demanded that Morsi give up new constitutional powers that he had decreed for himself. The man suspected of pushing another man onto the tracks right in front of a subway train in New York City on Monday, killing him, is in custody. And police say he's implicated himself. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station Bryan.
It's one of the best Christmas stories ever told. The Charles Dickens timeless classic, A Christmas Carol, live on stage this weekend at the Theater Company, directed by Randy Wilson and starring J. Paul Teal as Ebenezer Scrooge. Brought to you by John and Emily Jordan and by Brazos Valley Urgent Care, with additional funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station and support from the Arts Council of Brazos Valley. Don't miss A Christmas Carol on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at theatercompany.com.
A gift from Riviera Salon and Day Spa will delight anyone on your shopping list. With Riviera's holiday spa packages and gift baskets, you can treat the one that you love to a massage, facial, manicure, and pedicure, or any number of services and products from the full-service spa and salon. And for every $200 in gift certificates you buy, receive $10 in free spa dollars to treat yourself later. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find them on Facebook.
Guys, remember when you could work all day, play all night, and romance was electrifying? And then you got older, tireder, and your waistline got bigger. What's happened? Simple. You're losing testosterone. Well, get it back safely, naturally, and inexpensively with Andro 400. Listen to what Don from Greenville, South Carolina says.
I am only 10 weeks into taking Andro 400, and I have lost 12 pounds and 3 inches from my waist. My energy level has increased and my appetite has decreased. All this without additional exercise. Normally I scoff at radio or TV ads promising results like this, but in this case, my results It far exceeded my expectations.
Experience all the benefits of increased testosterone the safe and natural way with Andro 400. Go to Andro400.com today and get our best offer of the year, up to 40% off. Go now, Andro400.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
WTOW News Time is 6:07. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There are at least 6 bills pre-filed for next year's legislative session calling for a statewide ban of driving while using a cell phone. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan is among those monitoring the issue.
As the data keeps on coming in and we keep on showing the information on these crash investigations where we have distracted driving and cell phone being the number one cause of that as we speak, they're going to continue to figure some way to implement this distracting driving, and maybe the governor will look at it and rethink that.
Governor Perry vetoed a proposed ban 2 years ago. A senior at A&M Consolidated High School has won a $100,000 college scholarship.
In the lazy roadmap construction phase, we lazily generate and connect vertices in the free roadmap until the start and goal are in the same connected component, which implies that a potential path exists.
Kenson Shi captured the top individual prize in the Siemens Foundation competition for developing a new method to improve robot motion planning. According to one judge, what Shi did as a high school student is comparable to those of a PhD student beginning their thesis. On our website at WTAW.com is more information from the Siemens competition, including video where Shi figured out a Rubik's Cube puzzle in 20 seconds. Nominations are being accepted for the Bryan School District's third class of Hall of Honor inductees.
This is the joint partnership between Bryan ISD, the city, and the Education Foundation. And we recognize between 8 and 10 people every year in a variety of fields. And we've recognized now, I believe we've got 16 people that we have inducted into the Hall of Honor.
Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says more information is available on the district website, along with the names and backgrounds of prior winners. The past 2 months were among the five driest October-November combinations in Texas history. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M says the soils are drier today than they were in December of 2010 on the eve of last summer's devastating drought. But he adds one factor gives him hope that we're not headed for another drought next summer.
Since we don't have a La Nina working against us, I don't expect the exceptionally dry condition to continue.
Nielsen Gammon says there is reason to believe that wetter weather is on the way. He's predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation. Closing arguments have been delayed in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan on a venue change from Huntsville. Falk is charged with the 2007 death of a corrections officer during an escape attempt. The Eagle reports prosecutors are contesting the charge to be read to the jury and asked an appeals court yesterday for a ruling. The 45-year-old Falk could face the death penalty if convicted of the death of Susan Canfield. She was fatally injured when inmate Jerry Martin rammed a stolen truck into her outside the Wynn Unit prison in Huntsville. Martin and Falk had staged the break, then sped away. Prosecutors contend the jury charge is too limiting. Martin's already on death row for Canfield's death. And the state's new streamlined juvenile justice system saves the state millions in expenses, but falls far short of achieving the desired reforms. That's according to UT Law School professor Michelle Deitch.
Where we have smaller, more regional, intensely therapeutic facilities that manage the very small core of juvenile offenders who are too serious to be kept at the county level, then no, I think we're still pretty far from reaching that goal.
Deitch says in-facility youth-on-youth violence is still occurring at shockingly high levels since the state merged the Texas Youth Commission and the Juvenile Probation Commission 1 year ago. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Oh, I thought it'd be back before then. All right, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds here and there. Highs close to 70 degrees. Overnight, it's partly cloudy. Lows will fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we'll see temperatures return to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds will roll in. Lows will be near 60. A lot of cloudiness in the forecast for Friday. And it's going to be warmer by Friday as well. Highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Let's see. We've got Maroon Goods, Demonstres, and Johnny Football's winning more stuff. Shocking.
Maroon Goons?
The Maroon Goons. That's what they call the offensive line.
Oh, really?
The okay. Maroon Goons.
Isn't that nice?
Okay. More coaching. Actually, it was self-named, so I think it's okay to call him a goon.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
More coaching changes in the SEC. Big shocker. And they're talking again in the NHL.
Oh. Well, wonderful. Now if we can just get both sides to speak Canadian, it'd be great.
There you go. Yeah. And the A&M women's basketball team really and truly were not nice hosts to Louisiana Tech.
Well, that's right. La Tech, really.
Well, yeah, it was ugly, ugly. Right.
So with the Italian economy, that's how we say it here in Texas, it'd be the Italian.
The Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Italian economy. All right, well, excuse me. Go to a diner and ask the waitress to list the salad dressings, okay?
Okay.
We got ranch,
I'm
we got Thousand
you.
Islands, and
I'm
we got Italian.
Well.
Does they have French?
Yeah, French.
I don't know if I go to the same kind of diners that you
could
do,
well
Scott.
Be, though. That's it. Yeah, with the Italian economy in its fourth recession in the last 10 years and unemployment soaring, a supermarket has come to be the novel way of hiring. Customers who spend more than $40 will receive a lottery ticket, and the grand prize winners will receive temporary part-time assistant jobs.
Wow.
It's a lottery to get a job.
Brilliant.
That's, well,
brilliant.
Of course, that wouldn't work in U.S. America.
It's going to be a good day.
Because then they'd have to go to work.
True.
They wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Great time together. We got a lot of info.
Passion.
Not when the U.S. government cash drawers open.
No, of course not. There's stimulus for that
problem. That's right. I can sit on my butt and watch my 68-inch TV, and I don't have to work. Why should I actually work? No.
Apparently, we took a bitter pill this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to make some coffee.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And, you know, we were just talking about this the other day because Kat didn't know who it was. Well,
what, 43? Are you talking about 43?
No,
again?
I'm talking about AFL-CIO. No, AFL-CIO.
Oh, AFL-CIO.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I believe Mr. Downs went through the office and was shocked to find out that, you know, most people under the age of 35 didn't even know what AFL-CIO was.
No, that is not true.
What?
Were you even standing around when he did his survey?
He came in and reported it to you.
Well, he must have reported it contrary to the truth.
Ah, okay.
Because what he did was come into the newsroom and he said, "I can't believe you didn't know that." And then I said, "Well, you're right. He said something like, "Everybody knows what that is." And I said, "You're right. I'm wrong." And I guess he thought I was being sarcastic because then everyone that walked by, he would say, "Do you know what the AFL blah, blah, blah is?"
AFL-CIO.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, I know what it is. It's like a union thing.
Uh-huh.
So just basically every single person he asked
okay,
knew what it was, except me.
Okay, within that sampling, but I think he must have gone on throughout the day.
He kept going.
Yeah. So,
oh, my gosh, what a rascal.
So there you are.
That's a good impersonation.
Yeah, so today is AFL-CIO Day. Today is Repeal Day, the 21st Amendment, which ended Prohibition. A lot of people drank to celebrate that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, drank legally,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they did.
International Ninja Day, and gosh, shouldn't there be one? Yeah.
Watch out, we're going to sneak up on you, Scott.
Yeah, that's it. It's the 20 shopping days till Christmas today, but it doesn't really matter because it's 16 days until the Mayan calendar end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So just take your choice.
So we're going to count that down now. I like that.
Yeah, okay, that's
nice
it.
Nice touch.
Yeah, thanks.
Birthdays. Frankie Muniz is 27 from Malcolm in the Middle.
You know, Frankie.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I mean, I always thought he was just some young little kid.
Yeah, not anymore. And Frankie, yesterday, got a chance to celebrate by suffering a stroke. So
oh, my God.
Go. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep, that's right.
Wow.
He suffered a stroke and was taken to a hospital in Arizona. So,
yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
Jessica Parr is 30. She is the secretary on Mad Men.
Uh-huh.
Margaret, the very unfunny Cho,
is
44.
Sure.
I don't find her entertaining at all.
I don't either, no.
I do,
she
however,
Mrs. Swan?
No.
She's a stand-up comedian, sort of. One of my very favorites, Gary Allen's 45 today.
Yeah, he's good.
Country singer. Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls is 47.
Mm-hmm.
Former lead Gitbox player for Garth Brooks, Tyler England, is 49.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Russell is 52. Great white singer.
Oh, I thought they
not the Terry.
Yeah, I was thinking about Terry, too.
Okay.
No.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Scott.
Thank you.
Lead singer from Great White.
Uh-huh.
Brian Backer is 56. He played Rat in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Sure.
Morgan Brittany, 61. Remember her from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Messina from Logan's End is 65.
Yeah.
Jose Carreras.
Oh, yeah.
The skinny tenor
is
66. And Little Richard's 80 years old
today. Wow. Been here.
At G. Raleigh?
No, he did Opus Gala one year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I bet you that was something.
Little Richard in the Hilton Ballroom. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it was. go ahead. You can applaud. It's all right. Yeah, I mean, he was a piece of work.
Wow.
And the ever president, always so talented, Andy Kim. Remember him?
No.
Yeah, he's a singer dude.
Andy Kim. What did he play on?
Oh, no. Well, let me see. All right, now you're going to make me Google him. Okay, Andy.
Was he one of those that you saw frequently on Love American Style?
No, Rock Me Gently.
Uh-huh.
And Baby, I Love You. Those
okay.
Those were his two. You remember that?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. His greatest hits, which had three cuts on it, which, yeah. Okay, anyway.
He did track shows and did three songs three times.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How is it that little old Sean Hannity and a few of us out here, we were so right, predicted with pinpoint accuracy the emergence of the Muslim Brotherhood and all that is now unfolding, including Sharia. All of this I have on tape. Now, when things get worse and worse and they can explode, there's going to be a lot of collateral damage, and that may be the case with Egypt, which is now being convulsed by rising tensions and violence. And if things continue to go on their present course, it may end up being an outpost for a radical version of Islam with close proximity to Israel. What are we going to do then? What about women's rights there? Well, they're freely elected. People voted elected. Not exactly. I'm not sure if any of us believe the results of the elections there.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
To give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garden. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com,
Hey, unwrap the savings now. You can bundle with Suddenlink, and it's a great time of year for you to do it. Get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15-meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. That's enough for you to be able to stream movies and do online gaming, download music, all at the same time, as a matter of fact. Plus, there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, as low as $35 a month when you bundle, and that gives you SL Suddenlink to go. Now, that's great if you're going to be traveling, because with Suddenlink to go, you can stream your favorite movies and TV shows straight to your laptop or your computer wherever you go. And then there's Suddenlink Home Phone, $25 a month for the rest of your life. So bundle those up. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com to find out more. And, of course, the video on demand coming up today, as a matter of fact, The Dark Knight Rises. That's available today, and that is 8 weeks before Netflix and Redbox. Ted, pretty popular movie. That comes out on a week from today. And then on the 18th, it's Ice Age 4. And then the end of the year, on New Year's Eve, you'll be able to watch Looper. All of those are video-on-demand movies for this month. So again, call them at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
A
big step for Netflix. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Netflix is making a big move. The video rental company outbid the Starz cable network for the exclusive right to stream movies from Walt Disney about 8 months after they debut in theaters. The move makes Netflix a competitor with HBO, Showtime, and other traditional pay TV channels. If you want an alternative to Netflix, you'll have to wait until next spring. The Hollywood Reporter says Redbox Instant by Verizon will not be up and running until the second quarter of 2013. The partners have said the streaming service would be ready by the end of this year. Amazon is rolling out a new Kindle-based entertainment service for kids. Kindle Free Time Unlimited lets children read books, watch videos, and use apps for a flat monthly fee of $2.99 per child or $6.99 per family for Amazon Prime members. Prices are slightly higher for non-Prime members. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, served family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster's serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
Good morning, 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information, maybe samples from a business. Get your business there first. Go to brazosbounty.com. 70 for a high temperature today. It'll be nice, though, because northeasterly winds at about 5 miles an hour. And plenty of sunshine out there. Maybe some fog remind you about that tonight, and then therefore there'll be some tomorrow morning. Low tonight about 51, and then tomorrow up to 73, and we'll continue on up into the middle and upper 70s for the balance of the week. And we do have a slight chance of showers on Sunday, by the way, at 40%. But low each night then will be about 60 after tomorrow night. Right now we have winds from the north at about 10 miles an hour, and humidity's 55%, and we've got 55 degrees.
Charles Lindbergh is thought by many to be the first man to cross the Atlantic Ocean in an airplane. Actually, he was the 67th, believe it or not. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
For years now, Ripley's Believe It or Not has been fascinating the world with stories of the very unusual. For example, the art of Natalie Irish of Houston, Texas.
She kisses the canvas. She creates portraits of famous people using her lips. And they're beautiful portraits. The Jimi Hendrix is spectacular.
Edward Meyer, Vice President of Exhibits and Archives for the Ripley Organization, which has put out a new book called Download the Weird.
One of my personal favorites is The Lord's Prayer Engraved on a Pinhead. It dates back to 1890, and the gentleman who inscribed the pinhead actually went insane and blind in doing it. Today, that pinhead is worth $1 million.
More recently is a man from England named Willard Wiggins who creates sculptures in the eyes of needles. For instance,
Betty Boop, inside the eye of a needle. She's got a red dress on, she's got her big eyelashes and red lipstick, none of which you can see with the naked eye.
In the history of Ripley's, one Believe It or Not cartoon got Mr. Ripley in quite a bit of hot water.
He claimed that Lindbergh was the 67th man to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, that's 100% true. The key thing is the word solo. Lindbergh was the first person to fly solo. He wasn't the first person. That Lindbergh cartoon received over 250,000 complaints.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A $100,000 scholarship goes to a Consolidated High School senior for winning at what is considered to be the nation's premier research competition for high school students.
Lazy Toggle PRM begins with a lazily constructed roadmap, and then iteratively extracts and validates paths and uses the invalid portions to feed a Toggle PRM strategy.
At the Siemens Foundation contest in Washington, D.C., Kenson Shi was explaining his method to improve robot motion planning. A judge described what she did as getting a robot from Transformers, choosing a path, and creating an appropriate shape, such as a dog or a snake, to navigate a collapsed building in order to reach survivors after an earthquake. More about Shi's accomplishments are available online at WTAW.com. Now in its third year, the Bryan School District's Education Foundation, the school district, and the city are seeking nominees for the Hall of Honor. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says background information on the first two classes is on the district's website.
We've got a short bio on each person who has already been inducted, so that can help people think of someone. We are taking nominations through January 25th. The website actually says the 18th, but we're extending that a week.
The induction banquet is next August, and the featured speaker is State Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Law enforcement agencies statewide are monitoring the return of proposed legislation to ban driving while on a cell phone. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says enforcement is a key provision.
The question, as most law enforcement will have on that, is please make it where it's enforceable to the police officers and for the public that will understand exactly what they come up with. So we'll just have to see how that works out as the new session begins the first of the year.
A ban reached the governor's desk last year but was vetoed by Rick Perry. State climatologist and A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says the soils are drier today than they were in December of 2010, leading up to last summer's extreme drought. In fact, October and November of this year rank in the five driest October-November combinations in the history of Texas. Nielsen Gammon says it's critical we get rain this winter.
Usually it rains enough that the ground is damp and there's moisture in the soil, and we actually accumulate moisture during the winter and spring that then gets evaporated during the summer.
He is predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation because we're not in a La Nina weather pattern, which would bring dry conditions. The capital murder trial of 45-year-old John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan after being moved from Huntsville, has had a delay in the closing arguments. According to the Eagle, prosecutors contest that Falk's charge be read to the jury, and yesterday they asked an appeals court for a ruling contending that the jury charge is too limiting. If convicted, Falk could face the death penalty for the death of Susan Canfield, a corrections officer who was killed after inmate Jerry Martin rammed a truck into her outside of Huntsville's Wynn Unit Prison as he and Falk attempted to escape. Martin is already on death row on account of Canfield's death. And a North Texas minister is back at work after spending 30 days living as a homeless person on the streets of Dallas. Leon Reyes works as a youth pastor in South Lake, and he spent the month of November with no money, no cell phone, and no ID to regain a passion for his faith. He says people did treat him differently at first because he tried to look the part and didn't take a shower.
That part was pretty down, with a downer. Everybody just kind of looks away from you or looks down and walks past you. Maybe they pick up speed as they're walking. It's not good for you. But then afterwards, I decided to start using the resources the churches and nonprofits start providing with clothes and showers, and I started taking advantage of those.
Reyes says he made it through the month thanks to his wife. She chronicled his journey online at haveyouseenleon.com. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
So next, December the 6th, that's coming up on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Sioux Falls Prater location in Taylor is having a large absolute inventory reduction auction. And the auction will be held by Southwest Auction Company. Their number is 6379. That's their license number. Now, they sent out a mailer, and you may have seen that, but what I would urge you to do is, if you're interested in this equipment, go to Sioux Falls Prater's website, which is cptractor.com, and you'll find additional stuff that wasn't listed in the flyer. They've got trucks and trailers and some other equipment that they've added since they printed that brochure. And also, you'll want to call the Bryan location so that you can get pre-approved. Number to call is 822-7684. And again, all the prices listed on the website at cptractor.com. If you want to go over there and be a part of that in person, obviously you can do that too. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning on December the 6th. You'll have an opportunity to, of course, look at the equipment ahead of time. They're over on West 2nd Street in Taylor. So it's a large dealer absolute inventory reduction sale going on to Sioux Falls Prater in Taylor. But get pre-approved by calling the store at 822-7684 and go to the website cptractor.com to see the entire list for the auction.
It's harvest time at Rural Tea Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Rural Tea Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop ruraltpecans.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team.
only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-292-9777-2-WAY.
Weather-wise, it looks like a decent day shaping up for the region. We'll have sunshine along with some passing clouds. Temperatures today up around 70 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, lows will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow, high pressure's in control. It's partly sunny. We're back up around 70. By tomorrow night, clouds will start to increase. Lows will be near 60. We'll have lots of clouds on Friday. The high's Friday afternoon between 75 and 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The game against TCU will be at 3 o'clock. There's no way I'm going against Johnny Football.
So schedule changes at A&M, according to Coach Blair. We'll share that with you coming up about women's basketball. Men's basketball plays tonight, and SEC honors for the Maroon Goons, Ryan Swope, and, of course, Johnny Football, too. We'll cover all that and more in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know, if 3 months ago you would have put together your all-SEC team, first team, my thought is that number two probably wouldn't have been on the list. You know, they're probably...
He wasn't even a starter yet.
So figure that's one more deal. A.J. McCarron probably already had that plaque. He had a place for that plaque on his wall.
Without question.
Which is not to say anything negative about him. It's just he probably was going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how things change. and again, there's probably no coach who's more plugged in the other sports at A&M than Gary Blair. You know, Gary's just, he's kind of a renaissance man, but certainly when it comes to sports, he understands, he knows, he gets it. And
most certainly.
Yeah, you know, so it'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Get in out of the heat because it's going to be like 80 degrees. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, may as well come in and enjoy the air conditioning, watch a little women's basketball, then you can go home and get your watching party together.
Did you even think you'd be able to say that in the next 5 years here?
Nah, not really. Not really.
I don't think anybody did.
Nah. And, you know, and we'll wait and see. I mean, obviously you have to wait until he's named, but I was, I saw something yesterday that put him in the odds on favorite and all that. And the deal is, since he's a freshman, I mean, you're going to start to hear from football players that we didn't even know existed. No, excuse me, football players who didn't even know that Texas A&M existed going, oh, yeah, I want to play. I want to play with that guy.
Well, the recruiting even for this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got a guy that's nominated for the Heisman Trophy. He's going to be here for at least another 2 years. You want to come play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think they're pretty well locked in their commits this year. But next year, yeah, there are lots of kids. There are ninth graders out there who are saying they want to play.
So. Yeah, exactly. Wearing a number two jersey, hopefully.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Oh, my goodness. I didn't have Kat's mic turned up. And now she thought I was doing that personally. It was nothing personal.
Were you just sneaky ways to keep Kat out of the conversation?
No,
huh?
No. Actually, what it was, I mean, if you know, you just want to call everybody out, I pot that down so that I don't necessarily get audio out of the sports room more often than you. And
that's my fault because I'm always doing stuff in here.
Well,
my pot controls the sports room.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I understand, but there's a lot of stuff also having to do with like the lights are out, the on and off lights are out in they're intermittent, so
that's
I can't tell necessarily whether it's potted up. But
rascally soundboard.
You know, that's behind the scenes. Y'all don't care anything about that.
More often than not, it happens to me than you, so don't worry about it, Kat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Very self. Except, what was that? Oh, last week when we were doing an interview, you, we had good morning from Candy or something like that.
I'm sorry.
Guy was interviewed. That's okay. You know, it's live radio, which we kind of like. So anyway, we'll talk to Bill Flores here in a little while.
Did you see the survey about them being the least liked?
No, I didn't see that.
House and Senate came in second for the least trustworthy professions behind.
Really?
You want to guess?
Used car salesman.
You got it.
All right.
I'd probably trust a used car salesman first.
Well, which was very interesting because, you know, for a while, Kat, before you were here, we had a state representative who was also a car salesman.
Yes, he was.
And so,
you know, double duty.
Yeah, you talk about a whammy. That's for sure. So
I've actually known a very quality guy who was a used car salesman.
I'm not saying that there aren't some. That's for sure. But, I mean, you're just asking for trouble when you have those two put together.
Yeah, no kidding.
The chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, might be in line for a cabinet appointment. The chairman of Google.
What?
Do we want the chairman of Google in the cabinet.
I don't know. He could be able to find answers for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, speculation that he'll be the secretary either of Treasury or Commerce, or maybe a new secretary of business. Let's not, please, let's not form another cabinet post. Let's not, because then you have to have a department behind them.
No, because he'll just make another czar.
Yeah, I don't want a department of business, okay, in the government. I really don't. I think they're already in the business world enough, so we'll see. And just one other thing, which is kind of interesting, that is that Roger Ailes, who's the chairman of Fox News, reportedly trying to turn the page on the network's much-mocked political coverage the night of the campaign, the night of the election.
Campaign. That's the Freudian slip there.
No kidding. because if you remember, Karl Rove refused to accept the reality that President Obama had won another term in the White House. Remember, they walked down to some other room and they got somebody and they had that discussion in live television.
Yeah.
Karl Rove refused to believe it. So, New York Magazine has gotten a memo and is quoted by multiple Fox sources, quote, Ailes has issued a new directive to his staff. He wants the faces associated with the election off the air for now. For Karl Rove and Dick Morris, a pair of pundits perhaps most closely aligned with Fox's anti-Obama campaign, Ailes' orders mean new rules. Ailes' deputy and news programming chief Bill Schein has sent out orders mandating that producers must get permission beforehand before Rove or Morris appear on Fox News. So they're on the bench. See how that works out for you.
Yikes.
And, you know, we talk about the partisanship that goes on in Washington. I mean, it is probably as bad now as it's ever been. But apparently there is one person who has complete and total bipartisan ability. He can bring both sides together. RG3.
Because yep. He's winning in Washington.
The Washington Post has linked to a CBS News piece that highlights Griffin's bipartisan charm and the fact that he's one of the few things that Democrats and Republicans can agree on. Sally Quinn, who is a writer for the Post, says, the guy was a political science major. He knows about politics. He's clever. He's smart. He's funny. That's what people talk about at dinner parties. It's what people talk about in the office. It has united Washington in a way I have never seen before. So there you go.
God bless sports.
Well, and again, even though he's an Aggie, you know, Bill Flores, that's his congressman
sure.
from where he was when he went to college. So yeah, we'll see. Isn't that interesting though?
It is
that you would take something like sports, which is games.
There is a purpose for sports in the greater calling of planet
certainly.
Earth.
Certainly, of course, we kind of feel like politics is sports too, but I don't know.
I like sports better than politics.
Well, again, and I'd said it during the election. If Mark Harmon had decided to tell us who he wanted to vote for president, it could have swung the polls 2 or 3 points, and that could probably be the case for RG3. You know, and again, he couldn't build a better PR guy.
Oh,
no. He's just top-notch. There's
absolutely.
No doubt about that. All right, 646.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch? Or what about, Mom, can my roommates come stay for break? Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
As great as gardening can be, certain aspects are simply hard work. That's why we invest in tools that will make the jobs easier. Tools turn toil into triumph. Pity so often we don't take care of the tools so they'll last as long as possible. Fall is a great time to change all of that. Since you're going to put many of the tools away for the winter, this is a good time to address tool maintenance issues. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to protect your investment in tools, let's start with gasoline engines. They need to be run until they're empty. Gasoline deteriorates when it's stored for more than a few weeks. If you have an engine that's going to be idle for a couple of months or longer, drain it carefully when it's cool, or better yet, run it until it shuts down. Disconnect the spark plug wire, then remove and replace the plug. If you're uncomfortable doing any of that, get your equipment in now for repairs rather than waiting until the bustle of spring activities. You want to clean housings of mowers, trimmers, tillers, and other heavy power equipment. Scrape off any caked plant debris. Use a wire brush if necessary to get down to the metal. Check wheels to be sure they're operating properly. If any parts are damaged or missing, place an order now so your equipment will be ready come spring. With the season for major pruning near at hand, have your chainsaw and pruning saws and shears sharpened. You save yourself a lot of hard work, and the cuts you make will be cleaner so the plants will heal more quickly. Oil all of the cutting blades to keep them from rusting or corroding. Scrape hoe and shovel heads with a putty knife to remove all the accumulated clay and debris. Again, use a wire brush for the final cleaning. Sharpen the cutting surfaces with a file and oil all the metal parts to keep them from rusting. Hang the tools in the garage or tool shed to protect them from the humid weather ahead. If you have shovels, rakes, hoes, or other hand tools with broken handles, take this chance to replace them. Good home centers and hardware stores sell all manners and sizes of replacement wood handles, and the task takes only a couple of minutes. You want to bring hoses into the garage if you do not intend to use them over the winter. If you have a hose that you do expect to use periodically, at least disconnect it from the house to prevent freeze damage through the faucet. Surprisingly, those faucets are freeze-proof only so long as you don't leave hoses attached in freezing weather. Bring all hose end sprinklers indoors before it turns really cold. Many have small orifices that can clog with ice and then break as the ice expands. Along the same line, disconnect pumps from water fountains if they're vulnerable to freezing. You may even want to toss a small block of wood into shallow ponds to absorb the shock of the expanding ice. That will protect the masonry side walls of the pond or fountain. That's most important, of course, in the cooler parts of the state. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping the narrow spaces in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. When it rains, it pours. In A&M's case, though, that's a good thing. Five Ags made the coaches all SEC team. Of course, Johnny Football made it. DeMontre Moore and a couple of the Maroon goons, Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews. Senior wideout Brian Swope was also named to the second team. Texas A&M women's volleyball team, not to be left out of this either. Outside hitter Alessa Costmo was selected to the 2012 All-Volleyball Coaches Association All-South Region First Team. A&M senior middle blocker Lindsey Miller and junior setter Allie Swatsky were named All-Regional Honorable Mention. Lots of changes in NCAA coaching after the season wraps up. Head football coach Brett Bielema is leaving Wisconsin to take over Arkansas's program. Bielema, 68-24 in seven seasons with the Badgers after replacing Barry Alvarez, and he led his team to four 10-win campaigns. In Auburn, Gus Gus Malzahn is back at Auburn University, this time as a head football coach. He was the Tigers' offensive coordinator during the 2010 National Championship run before heading to Arkansas State for his first college head coaching position. He just led the Red Wolves to a 9-3 record, the Sun Belt Conference title, and a berth in the GoDaddy.com Bowl. Quick look at NBA. Tony Douglas had 22 and hung one over the L.A. Lakers. The Rockets won 107 to 105. At the winter baseball meetings, a lot of changes there as well. The Texas Rangers got closer Joaquin Soria, and they've agreed to an $8 million two-year contract for him. Soria was a two-time All-Star with the Kansas City Royals. The Stros picked up a reliever, Wilton Lopez, and a player to be named later from the Colorado Rockies. They get Alex White and Alex Guillen. The deal was announced yesterday at the winter meetings. Lopez, 6-3, has a 2.17 ERA. Aggies will put their three-game winning streak on the line against the Lumberjacks tonight, who entered the contest a perfect 5-0 on the season. Here's Coach Kennedy on the team.
A very good team. They're undefeated. Had a good 20-point win or 18-point win against Tulsa. At Tulsa, they're only giving up 44 points a game. We got to have the same emotion and energy we had against Houston, I think, to beat a very good team.
Men's hoops tonight against SFA at Reed at 7 o'clock. A&M women's basketball team had a early surge and put the game out of reach with strong team play and a stiff defense, leading to a, this is just ugly, 77-26 final score. The Aggies swarmed on defense, forcing 22 Lady Texter turnovers and holding Louisiana Tech 9 of 54 shooting on the night. The 26-point effort by Louisiana Tech was the lowest against Texas A&M since McNeese State only put up 26 back in November of 2006. Here's Coach Blair on a game change because of Johnny Football.
The game against TCU will be at 3 o'clock. There's no way I'm going against Johnny Football because I'll be there sitting there watching just like everybody else. But I think that will be a whole lot better for our fans and particularly a lot of junior highs and high schools that want to come to this ball game on Saturday.
And since we're talking hoops in a strange one, the New Orleans Hornets are expected to become the New Orleans Pelicans, the Fightin' Pelicans, perhaps as early as 2013-2014. That's according to Yahoo Sports reports. Citing numerous sources, report the team also is considered the Brew or the Brass. The owner of the team, Tom Benson, who owns the rights to the Pelican name, is one of the reasons they're going to change it. In that same vein, the Charlotte Bobcats owner, Michael Jordan, has said, you know, I think we'd like to bring the Hornets back to Charlotte. And the NHL and the NHL Players Association got some traction finally. They're talking, and everybody's saying that this is the best we've seen of the two sides coming together. So fingers crossed there's at least an outside chance for maybe some NHL hockey. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madison and Villain Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
If you can help someone get a meal cooked, to help them put laundry in, you'd be amazed what little things you can do that can make a big difference for someone that can't do it on their own. You can absolutely use the skills that you've already got to make a big difference in the life of a senior. Caregiving is absolutely a great opportunity for people with backgrounds in volunteering. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
It's not too late to get your home ready for holiday guests. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Floor & Design has expanded to help you remodel your home.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we are your destination for a complete home makeover, and we handle commercial as well as residential properties.
Call us today and have your flooring, lighting, and countertops installed before Christmas. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitor.
56 now, WTAW, College Station, Ryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The picketers have shipped out, so the ships can finally come in. The port strike is over out in L.A. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
The eight-day strike shut down the largest port complex in the nation, costing billions of dollars, preventing goods from being delivered across the country. Ray Familetti, vice president of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union.
My 10,000 longshore workers in the ports of L.A. Long Beach are going to start moving cargo on these ships.
The strike was over the fate of clerks' jobs at the ports who had been working without a contract for more than 2 years. Dave?
Now, Courtney, is going to keep raining again today around Northern California. Some areas could get 6 inches, and some places they've already had from other storms nearly 2 feet of rain. The typhoon that has devastated the southern Philippines has now killed 280 people, and rescuers have yet to reach areas where communication has been cut amid landslides and floods. It is still a stalemate trying to avoid the fiscal cliff. The White House rejecting the latest Republican plan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And there are some Republicans objecting to the John Boehner plan and the process by which it was reached.
We were not consulted on the proposal that was put forward.
That's Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. Others find little to like in either plan.
They're both much lower than what everyone says that we need, and all economists say we need a minimum of a $4 trillion or greater swing.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. President Obama is set to repeat his familiar argument on behalf of his plan at a business roundtable this morning. And for now, Dave, there are no fiscal cliff talks on the schedule today.
Richie's a tech mogul who created antivirus software. Now John McAfee's on the run from the island nation of Belize, where he's wanted for questioning in the murder of his neighbor. McAfee's seeking asylum now in Guatemala, claiming he'll expose corruption in Belize. He's used various aliases. The Belize says they're not actively pursuing him. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Join Riviera Salon and Day Spa to give back this holiday season. With your help, Riviera is giving spa services to the girls at Still Creek Boys and Girls Ranch. You can sponsor one of the ornaments in the Riviera lobby. Each ornament will be delivered to Still Creek Ranch, and tucked inside is a certificate for a trip to Riviera for a spa service. Everyone deserves to be pampered, so share the fun with Still Creek Ranch. To participate, stop by Riviera Salon and Day Spa across from the new Scott and White Hospital, or call 693-0350. That's 693-0350.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the queen you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There are at least six bills pre-filed for next year's legislative session calling for a statewide ban of driving while using a cell phone. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan is among those monitoring the issue.
As the data keeps on coming in and we keep on showing the information on these crash investigations where we have distracted driving and cell phone being the number one cause of that as we speak, they're going to continue to figure some way to implement this distracting driving, and maybe the governor will look at it and rethink that.
Governor Perry vetoed a proposed ban 2 years ago. A senior at A&M Consolidated High School has won a $100,000 college scholarship.
In the lazy roadmap construction phase, we lazily generate and connect vertices in the free roadmap until the start and goal are in the same connected component, which implies that a potential path exists.
Kenson Shi captured the top individual prize in the Siemens Foundation competition for developing a new method to improve robot motion planning. According to one judge, what Shi did as a high school student is comparable to the work of a PhD student beginning their thesis. On our website at WTAW.com is more information from the Siemens competition, including video where Shi figured out a Rubik's Cube puzzle in 20 seconds. Nominations are being accepted for the Bryan School District's third class of Hall of Honor inductees.
This is the joint partnership between Bryan ISD, the city, and the Education Foundation. And we recognize between 8 and 10 people every year in a variety of fields. And we've recognized now, I believe we've got 16 people that we have inducted into the Hall of Honor.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says more information is available on the district website, along with the names and backgrounds of prior winners. The past 2 months were among the five driest October-November combinations in Texas history. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M says the soils are drier today than they were in December of 2010, on the eve of last summer's devastating drought. But he adds one factor gives him hope that we are not headed for another drought next summer.
Since we don't have a La Nina working against us, I don't expect the exceptionally dry condition to continue.
Nielsen Gammon says there is reason to believe that wetter weather is on the way. He's predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation. Closing arguments have been delayed in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan on a venue change from Huntsville. Falk is charged with the 2007 death of a corrections officer during an escape attempt. The Eagle reports prosecutors are contesting the charge to be read to the jury and asked an appeals court yesterday for a ruling. The 45-year-old Falk could face the death penalty if convicted of the death of Susan Canfield. She was fatally injured when inmate Jerry Martin rammed a stolen truck into her outside the Wynn Unit prison in Huntsville. Martin and Falk had staged the break, then sped away. Prosecutors contend the jury charge is too limiting. Martin's already on death row for Canfield's death. The state's new streamlined juvenile justice system saves the state millions in expenses, but falls far short of achieving the desired reforms. That's according to UT Law School professor Michelle Deitch.
Where we have smaller, more regional, intensely therapeutic facilities that manage the very small core of juvenile offenders who are too serious to be kept at the county level, then no, I think we're still pretty far from reaching that goal.
Deitch says in-facility youth-on-youth violence is still occurring at shockingly high levels since the state merged the Texas Youth Commission and the Juvenile Probation Commission 1 year ago. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Hey, certificates available.
I know. 7-11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Weather-wise, it looks like a decent day shaping up for the region. We'll have sunshine along with some passing clouds. Temperatures today up around 70 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow, high pressure's in control. It's partly sunny. We're back up around 70. By tomorrow night, clouds will start to increase. Lows will be near 60. We'll have lots of clouds on Friday. The high's Friday afternoon between 75 and 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. More Aggie accolades this time from the SEC with offense, defense, everybody's represented. We've got some good stuff for the A&M women's volleyball team. And speaking of women's athletics, A&M basketball blew out La Tech. It was nasty. We'll share it with you coming up at 7:50.
All right, there you go. Now, yesterday, if you'll recall, as a public service to men, we let them know gifts they shouldn't give their wives.
Yes, and we said anything that plugged in was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, probably true. That's right. So today, to make it fair for everybody, how about Christmas gifts you should never give anyone?
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you've already purchased these, then we hope you kept the receipt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Number one is a puppy. If they have not expressed a desire for the pet, please keep driving past the pet store or the Humane Society or the animal shelter. Just don't. How about cooking classes?
I would enjoy cooking classes.
Would you now?
But you would ask for that. You would say, oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. As we mentioned yesterday, a scale. Add to that a gym membership, pretty much for the same reason.
Yeah.
Snuggies.
unless your name is Tucker Young.
Oh.
Well, I think. you know, this is the backwards robe thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This, by definition, by the way, if you're listening to the show and more behind the scenes stuff, that's called editing.
Yeah,
he's editing himself right now.
I really well. The thing is, I recall that, and the thing is, you know, shouldn't we be seeing this all over TV right about now? Shouldn't this be the time of year?
I don't know that Snuggies needs to advertise anymore.
Well, what's wrong with the Snuggie?
Could well be. Well, nothing. But in a Tom Turbyville moment that was classically Tom Turbyville. We were talking Snuggies, I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. They all start to run together when you've lived this many. Tom said, well, you know, I bought a Snuggie. He said he bought one for himself and he bought one for Judy. And I said, well, why'd you do that? He said, well, I hoped if I bought them, they'd quit running the commercials.
Oh, my goodness. He was probably making a joke.
No, we know he wasn't.
Person who is kind of
compared to Tom, yeah.
Generally, I'm going to stand in his defense.
Okay.
I'm going to say Tom was making a joke.
All right. I'm just saying your IQ is different than his. Okay. Do not buy an Atkins diet book. See above about membership.
Yeah, no, my thought is this. Atkins is dead. I'm going to eat all the potatoes I want.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because I'm still alive.
I was going to say, yeah, how would he know about that? By the way, today, you may not know, the Christmas that almost wasn't.
That sounds like a made-for-TV movie.
I know, it does, doesn't it? On this date in 1917, with World War I in full swing, the U.S. Council of National Defense decided that buying and exchanging gifts was a waste of the country's national resources.
Really?
This is another time, folks. This was U.S. America, but it was 1917.
That was practical.
Yeah. A toy maker gave the council erector sets, and they changed their minds.
Wow. Who knew that erector sets had changed America?
Erector sets saved Christmas, if you will. I mean,
let's make a movie.
Gosh, all I can remember is erector sets are those things that you could find those little bolts and nuts with your feet in the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But back that was when shag carpet was popular.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, erector sets were cool, no doubt about
that. Now, what really hurts is stepping on Legos. That stuff is like a little piece of H-E double hockey sticks embedded in the flesh of your foot.
I understand, but, you know, Legos are usually of a color that you can see them, and you can, you know, probably...
Obviously, you've never stepped on one.
Well,
you
no,
think
I really haven't.
See them.
But again, until you've stepped on one of those little square nuts that comes from the erector set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, today also, the legend of the Bermuda Triangle began.
Is that when the flight became lost?
1945. Five military planes left the U.S. Naval Air Station at Fort Lauderdale en route for a training flight. 90 minutes into the flight commander radioed the control tower saying, "This is an emergency. We seem to be off course. We cannot see land." The tower instructed them to head due west, to which the flight commander replied, We don't know which way is west. Everything is wrong and strange. We can't be sure of any direction. Even the ocean doesn't look as it should. The five planes never heard from again. In addition, a flying boat with a crew of 13 dispatched to the area to search for them, and 5 minutes later, they also disappeared.
Yes, they did.
Again. So, 1945, woo!
They flew off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, that's it, of course. That's exactly what they did. So, there you are. So, a couple of things that are kind of interesting. Now, I don't know what town, and if either of you guys know, I want to know. All I see here is a homeowner in the Houston area has decked out his front lawn. Have you heard about this?
No.
With Santa in a duck blind, getting ready to shoot some ducks. The ducks,
oh,
which
I'm
are
looking for this.
Okay, wooden lawn decorations sitting on a bed of wires that light up blue and green to simulate a lake. But yeah, I happened to see a picture of it this morning. And again, Santa's not in camo though, which I thought was a little bit bizarre. See, we haven't seen that. Have we seen a camo Santa Claus outfit? I mean, that would be pretty cool.
I'm sure they are out there.
They might be.
This is Texas,
after all. If we knew a Santa, we could mention that to him.
Oh, man.
But anyway, all it said was the Houston area. So if you can be more specific about that, that would be kind of cool. So we could find out possibly where that would be.
I'm not finding anything on it just
yet. Okay. All right. Well, I know the Houston Press had a story on it this morning. But again, they didn't have anything that we actually would want to know. Hey, this is kind of politics and kind of not. Ashley Judd, you know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Kentucky fan and all that kind of stuff.
And
lives
married
in Kentucky.
To a race car driver.
That's right. She's thinking about running for the United States Senate. She's thinking about running against Mitch McConnell. She thinks this would be the perfect time. So we'll see how that works out. She's talking to the Democrat leadership about maybe doing that, a Democratic pollster, see if she can get some numbers. I don't know if you know this about Ashley. There may be a lot of things you know about Ashley, and based on her movie career, maybe a lot of things you've seen about Ashley. But nonetheless, Ashley Phi Beta Kappa and has a master's in public administration from Harvard. She's
a smart lady.
Not bad. Not bad.
She's like cat smart.
Yeah. See,
oh,
yeah.
Good grief.
So there you go.
Cat smart.
Yeah. So...
That's what you made me think of. So, yeah. PetSmart, CatSmart.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, 719. Barbara Walters.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Has she lost it? I mean, because now she's catching some heat, obviously, because she's got her, most fascinating people that she's going to do. And
not including Honey Boo Boo.
No, Honey Boo Boo's in there. No, Honey Boo Boo's in there. It says she's getting a lot of heat over and grief over her selection of Elena Thompson, who's the star of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Is that the girl's name? Is that her real name? Mm. Elena Thompson? Do we know?
You know more about Honey Boo Boo than
no,
I do,
I don't.
I'm happy to say.
No, you're wrong. She tells Us Weekly that a lot of people will say, for heaven's sakes, this is ridiculous. This is a child that is 5 or 6 years old, I guess that's her name. Yeah, entering beauty contest. But the relationship between Elena and her mother, that's the story. The two of them, they're touching. It's very touching. Okay. Other people previously announced to be on the list would be Hillary Clinton, Chris Christie, Ben Affleck, Seth MacFarlane. I guess they don't take a group picture, right? Do they take a group picture of all the most fascinating people?
I don't think so.
Get them all together? Yeah, because I'm sure Hillary Clinton and Honey Boo Boo would have a lot to say to each
gosh.
Other. Anyway, Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas, E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey, and the boy band One Direction.
Seth MacFarlane's upset though because he could write for days after meeting Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that'll be it. Oh, and one other thing that's kind of entertainment and politics. You know, Kid Rock, if you know who he is.
Yes,
he's a rock guy from the Detroit area.
Yep,
And a big supporter of Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think performed at some stuff. Anyway, so he was part of the Led Zeppelin tribute at the Kennedy Center Honors that took place in Washington, D.C. last Sunday. During the presidential campaign, having done some stuff for Romney, it was a little bit awkward when he ran into the president.
Oops.
Yeah. President shook hands with him, said, "Still here." Yeah. Despite,
that's good.
Yes, despite what you wanted, I'm still here. And besides that, I'm not going anyplace.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Discover the latest in holiday wear for children and the coolest gifts for all family members in the 2012 holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. From seasonal recipes to a calendar full of holiday community events, Brazos Family Magazine is your local source for family-friendly fun. Brazos Family Magazine is a free publication and available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Or request your free copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hey, a lady named Katie Decker, she's kind of interesting if you know about her. David Gardner's carries her jewelry. The Tell a Story Leadership Forum at A&M aids students it's based on talking to former Aggies who have former students who have really kind of advanced themselves in their life, and they're interviewed. The forum's former student spotlight video is going to be filmed at David Gardner's, and it's going to happen tomorrow, December the 6th. But at the same time, while Katie is there, she's having a Christmas trunk show event as well. So from noon until 6 tomorrow at the store, at the 911 University Drive, you'll be able to see all of her collections that have won so much acclaim. And, of course, it's a great time for Christmas shopping to be able to see the Katie Decker collection that has some Aggie-centric stuff, obviously. But that's just one portion of what you'll find at David Gardner's. You know, just the basics when it comes to jewelry or something extra special. If you're starting your jewelry history, if you will, then David Gardner's is a great place to be. If you're continuing it and building on it, then same thing is true there. They have designs that David has done, other designers as well. The David Yurman collection, we've talked about the David Yurman Club, where you gather points throughout the year and then use that toward purchases in the next year. Lots of different reasons for you to shop at David Gardner's. And don't forget, obviously, they're your authorized Rolex dealer as well. 911 University Drive. And again, don't forget that coming up tomorrow from noon until 6, a personal appearance by Katie Decker, and she'll have her annual trunk show there.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits, and then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, served family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
Hey, good morning. 7:26, the Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com. High today around 70. And northeasterly winds about 5, so should be really, really nice. Tonight about 51, as the skies will be pretty much clear. There'll be a little fog possibly forming during the night, so it could be some fog tomorrow morning. We'll gradually have temperatures rising as we head toward the weekend, up to the probably upper 70s by the time we get to Sunday. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 6, and the relative humidity 61. Our chill factor, all right, is 50, and the air temperature now is 52 degrees. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
I have some news for you redistributionists, and you know who you are. Here's what happened when the Brits implemented what you're trying to do here. In the 2009-2010 tax year, over 16,000 people of Great Britain declared an income of over £1 million. They were Britain's top 1%. And just like here, the left claimed they weren't paying their fair share of taxes. So the Brits did what liberals always do. They raised taxes on the rich, and quicker than you can say stupid move, the rich reacted. The following year, the number of people who declared earnings of £1 million or more dropped from 16,000 to just 6,000. What happened to all those millionaires? Well, the UK Telegraph has this answer. It is believed that rich Britons moved abroad or took steps to avoid paying the new levy by reducing their taxable incomes. Well, shazam! So instead of raising new revenues, the government lost up to £7 billion. Yep, the ideologically driven tax increases on the rich backfired, as it always does. Now, to those who think the same thing can't or won't happen here, remember, the rich didn't get rich by being stupid, at least those who earned it. They're not going to sit idly by, watch a political Santa Claus take what they've earned and hand it out as gifts to his political cronies and voting blocs. They'll move their money, or if they have to, they will move themselves. You watch.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is the season of giving, but for identity thieves, it's the season of stealing. Stealing identities, taking over bank accounts. And when you share your information to buy a gift or buy gas, food, or shop online, you might be exposing yourself and your bank accounts to identity thieves. So arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate guards your identity and your good name and is the only identity theft protection service that helps protect you from bank account takeover fraud. No one can stop all identity theft. It's a global crime, but do not fight it alone. Protect yourself over the holidays with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush and get details and a special 10% discount. Or just call them. Use the promo code RUSH and get my special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. That's 1-800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A $100,000 scholarship goes to a Consolidated High School senior for winning at what is considered to be the nation's premier research competition for high school students.
Lazy Toggle PRM begins with a lazily constructed roadmap, and then iteratively extracts and validates paths and uses the invalid portions to feed a Toggle PRM strategy.
At the Siemens Foundation contest in Washington, D.C., Kenson Shi was explaining his method to improve robot motion planning. A judge described what Shi did as getting a robot from Transformers, choosing a path, and creating an appropriate shape such as a dog or a snake to navigate a collapsed building in order to reach survivors after an earthquake. More about Shi's accomplishments are online at WTAW.com. Now in its third year, the Bryan School District's Education Foundation, the school district, and the city are seeking nominees for the Hall of Honor. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says background information on the first two classes is on the district's website.
We've got a short bio on each person who has already been inducted, so that can help people think of someone. We are taking nominations through January 25th. The website actually says the 18th, but we're extending that a week.
The induction banquet is next August, and the featured speaker is State Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Law enforcement agencies statewide are monitoring the return of proposed legislation to ban using a cell phone while driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says enforcement is a key provision.
The question, as most law enforcement will have on that, is, please make it where it's enforceable to the police officers and for the public that will understand exactly what they come up with. So we'll just have to see how that works out as the new session begins the first of the year.
A ban reached the governor's desk last year but was vetoed by Rick Perry. State climatologist and A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says the soils are drier today than they were December before last, leading up to last summer's extreme drought. In fact, October and November of this year rank in the five driest October-November combinations in the history of Texas. Nielsen Gammon says it's critical we get rain this winter.
Usually it rains enough that the ground is damp and there's moisture in the soil, and we actually accumulate moisture during the winter and spring that then gets evaporated during the summer.
He is predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation because we are not in a La Nina weather pattern, which would bring dry conditions. The capital murder trial of 45-year-old John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan after being moved from Huntsville, has had a delay in the closing arguments. According to the Eagle, prosecutors contest that Falk's charge be read to the jury, and yesterday they asked an appeals court for a ruling contending that the jury charge is too limiting. If convicted, Falk could face the death penalty for the death of Susan Canfield, a corrections officer who was killed after inmate Jerry Martin rammed a truck into her outside of Huntsville's Wynn Unit prison as he and Falk attempted to escape. Martin is already on death row on account of Canfield's death. A North Texas minister is back at work after spending 30 days living as a homeless person on the streets of Dallas. Leon Reyes works as a youth pastor in Southlake, and he spent the month of November with no money, no cell phone, and no ID to regain a passion for his faith. He says people did treat him differently at first because he tried to look the part and didn't take a shower.
That part was pretty down, with a downer. Everybody just kind of looks away from you or looks down and walks past you. Maybe they pick up speed as they're walking. It's not good for you. But then afterwards, I decided to start using the resources the churches and nonprofits start providing with clothes and showers, and I started taking advantage of those.
Reyes says he made it through the month thanks to his wife. She chronicled his journey online at HaveYouSeenLeon.com. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds here and there. Highs close to 70 degrees. Overnight, it's partly cloudy. Lows will fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we'll see temperatures return to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds will roll in. Lows will be near 60. A lot of cloudiness in the forecast for Friday, and it's going to be warmer by Friday as well. Highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Even A&M women's basketball has Heisman fever.
The game against TCU will be at 3 o'clock. There's no way I'm going against Johnny Football.
We'll cover more of that for you. They played last night and played well, too. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit. Some guys in the SEC All Coaches team, that plus a whole lot more coming up with sports in 12 minutes.
There you go. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620. I'm doing well.
Good. One of the stories we had this morning, of course, we always talk about how things are becoming more and more partisan in D.C., but apparently we found one guy who can bring both sides together, and that's RG3.
That's correct. Well, Johnny Manziel is getting there, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But being the quarterback of the Redskins, and apparently was a political science major at Baylor, so he can definitely speak to politics, but they say there's a lot of cocktail party and dinner chat about him.
Yeah, the, a lot of people around here really like him, and I have to say I do, too. And that's the reason I'm pulling so much for Johnny Manziel to get the Heisman, because our District 17, would have two Heismans in a row.
Now, think about that. That's probably never happened before. I don't know if that gets you anything, but, you know, it's at least it's kind of a neat thing to have.
Well, good trivia.
Yeah, that's right. Something you can tweet about, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've also had two national championship women's basketball teams in a row.
Sure, absolutely. So you got that going for you. Now, while we're speaking of that, last week we were talking about what your committee assignments might be. We didn't know then. What can you tell us now?
Well, I got reassigned to the same three committees that I'm on currently. That's Natural Resources, Budget, and Veterans Affairs.
Okay. Now, and there's a little bit of a dust-up going on right now in D.C. because there were some people who were fairly conservative who lost their slots on committees, and there's at least some speculation that was because they weren't in line enough with party leadership on the Republican side.
Well, there was a little bit of that, but it's predominantly based on other behavior that's not particularly acceptable. For instance, in one case, one of the members that was booted off his committee leaked out a negative story about another freshman representative that was not, you know, that was an uncalled for behavior to do that, and it was done in order to try to position himself better in the primary that he was in. Then we have another one of these individuals that would that was a member of the budget committee that would always vote against the budgets that he helped draft, and then he would go home to his district and he would use that behavior as a fundraising tool. And so those types of things, you know, it's just when you're part of a team, you don't have to necessarily agree with what the coach says all the time, but how vindictive are you going to get when you go back to your district about or even on national media and the way you behave? And that's, I think, the primary issue here is not so much of the votes as it was it just uncalled for behavior.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. today. Okay, so agreement with the coach. The coach is John Boehner. He has put forth an idea that's offered up about $800 billion in tax collection. Some people like that. Some people don't. There are conservatives outside who are lambasting the idea. Mitch McConnell said it's okay, but he didn't endorse it. Where do you stand on the offer that John Boehner put forth?
Based on what I've read, it's essentially trying to go back to a Reagan style of tax reform that we did back in 1986, and that includes lower tax rates, a broader base, and limited deductions. That was a highly effective tax policy to grow the economy. And so, if that's what it says, then I am for it, and I'm fine with that. What I'm not for is the president's plan, and that's just to do an absolute rate increase, which will hurt the economy. And past history shows that those types of tax policies hurt the economy.
Well, then, do you think you find yourself at odds with somebody like Jim DeMint, who is a conservative senator, who's calling this an $800 billion tax hike?
Well, look, I wish Jim would read it before he starts saying things like that. This is a pro-growth tax policy that that Boehner has put on the table. We've had revenues on the table since the first Path to Prosperity budget that we passed last year. And what we're all about is trying to grow the economic pie. And when you grow the economic pie, more people make more money and they pay more taxes, and so that everybody wins. The president, on the other hand, believes in trying to reallocate a shrinking economic pie. And I think if Senator DeMint would just take a breath and read what Boehner proposed, he would see that he's really more aligned with it than he's not, or should be at least.
You know, I was reading an article in The Hill today, and they said it seems to indicate right now that the Republican members as a whole are moving towards some kind of a deal. But in fact, are we having any kind of meetings that are going on? Because at least the appearance to us is that they're not.
It does appear that nothing's getting done in Washington, and that's pretty frustrating to me. You hear a lot of chatter. I mean, not only are my colleagues chattering, but the ones across over in the Senate are chattering on both sides of the aisles. The only conversations that are going on have been coming in fits and starts, and they're between John Boehner and President Obama. And that's kind of where it needs to stay, because every time something comes out about those conversations, some sort of a leak, both sides start trashing it before it really has a chance to germinate. So we're not voting on anything substantive on the floor these days. That's very frustrating, but there are some conversations going on in the background.
You know, and frustrating is right. There are a lot of people who I talk to who are frustrated as well. And more than one person said to me last week, they like Grover Norquist's idea. If y'all are going to sit down and talk, let's put a camera in there. Let's find out who's saying what.
Absolutely. Because that's one of the things where we've had issues in the past. The summer before last, when we had the debt ceiling conversations, trying to strike the grand bargain, if you will, John Boehner and the president had sort of a wink and a nod deal done, and then the president came back and pulled back from the deal. And nothing's recorded in these meetings, and to me, they ought to be highly transparent. We ought to put a camera in there and let people watch C-SPAN to see what's going on in their government. That's pretty frustrating, because Obama said he was going to have the most transparent government that he's ever had, and we've seen exactly the opposite.
Yeah, the general idea seems to be, I mean, we hear more and more people now saying that we will go over the fiscal cliff. Yesterday, looking at the comments of David Gergen, and he thought that the Democrats are really trying to rub it in, pretty much try to humiliate the Republicans. And so there's not going to be a bargain that comes out of that environment, and we will, in fact, go over the cliff, and the Democrats end up getting budget cuts in the Defense Department that the Republicans would never vote for.
I think you're right, and that's unfortunate. It does seem like the president has a choice here. He can try to leave a legacy like Bill Clinton tried to do in his second term, or he could just play politics, and unfortunately it seems like he's just playing politics. He wants to rub it in that he won. Even though, in my view, he didn't run any kind of a mandate at all, we still have control of the House by the second largest margin that we've had since World War II. And the president won by a lot, won by the skin of his teeth. So it seems to me like we ought to be trying to work together on something, and every time we put something forward, it gets rebutted pretty quickly.
So it's December 5th today. What's the House calendar, so we'll understand how much longer y'all are at least planning to be there?
Well, the way the calendar looks right at this minute is that we're going to be in session through today. We'll have our last votes for this week today, and then people will be headed home. Then next week, we're in session from Tuesday through Friday. We have been told by the majority leader, by Eric Cantor, to plan on being here through the end of the year to try to avert what's getting ready to happen to the economy. I don't know that that'll happen, because the president's leaving to go on his Hawaiian vacation on the 21st. And based on what's happened so far, it's hard to see there's going to be any substantive progress between now and then.
So bottom line, your gut feeling, at least today, do we go over the cliff?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the Democrats want us to go over the cliff.
All right. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, I appreciate it. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Thank you.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to. Great! Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a less than Hawaii. Additional charges for
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful full appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Good marriages can be like a relaxing canoe ride when the winds are calm and the lake water is as smooth as glass. Just be careful you don't drift. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One year, while working as a camp counselor, Craig Chitilla grabbed a canoe for a quiet afternoon on the lake. There wasn't a cloud in the sky and almost no breeze, so the water was completely still. Letting the canoe come to rest in the middle of the lake, he noticed that it was after hours and no other boats were out. So he did the only sensible thing. With an extra life jacket for his pillow, he nestled in for a short nap. A while later, he woke up to voices. Somehow his canoe had beached along the shoreline of a camping area. Craig realized there was a current in the water and a breeze in the air he had not sensed. They caused him to drift, and he ended up somewhere he never intended to be, with a long row back home. Like that canoe, marriages too can drift. There's no obvious conflict or struggle, just subtle distractions that lull spouses asleep. Couples hardly notice they're losing interest in one another until they end up far apart. Fortunately, there's an easy solution. Give your relationship the attention it deserves. It doesn't take as much effort as you think, but it can change your marriage. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, I talked to you about Intercon and what they do, how they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, they'll do the work, leave you alone. They'll give you an estimate, leave you alone. Then if you want to do the work, then they'll come back and do that. And, you know, I just got finished having them do a job for me. Went in to look at it yesterday. You know, we put in some double-hung vinyl windows, which is that happened to be what I chose. But here's the deal. You go in, and it changes the look of the house. It just changes the way things look. And in addition to them being more energy efficient, understand that's two really good pluses for you, is that it increases the value of your home and it increases the energy efficiency. And again, existing home, existing windows, you know, quite honestly, I look at the window frames, there was no problem, there was no damage. And I mention that because, you know, people who don't do this full time, don't have a crew that does this kind of work full time like Intercon does, you may end up with some damage in the inside or the outside of that window frame that is there when they're gone. And because of the experience of Intercom, because they do this work every day, they bring the crews in, they take care of it, and they're gone to their next job here in Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley, because these are local guys who do the install. Intercom is a local company from front to back. So if you're looking for energy efficiency, increase the value of your home as well, then give them a call at Intercom at 823-3639 and let them get back to you.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Now, when it rains, it pours. In Aggieland, that's a good thing, though. Five Aggs made the coaches all-SEC team. Of course, Johnny Football's on that list. Demontre Moore on the defense and a couple of the maroon goons from the offensive line. Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews both on that list. Senior wideout Ryan Swope was named to the second team. Texas A&M volleyball also doing very well. Senior opposite hitter Elisa Costbo was selected to the 2012 American Volleyball Coaches Association All-South Region First Team. A&M senior middle blocker Lindsey Miller and junior setter Allie Swatsky were both named All-Regional honorable mentions. Now, changes in NCAA football happen all the time, but with the coaches, after the season's over, it's like a clearinghouse. Head coach Brett Bielema is leaving Wisconsin to take over Arkansas's program. Bielema is 68-24 in seven seasons with the Badgers, leading the team to four 10-win campaigns. Gus Malzahn is back at Auburn University, this time as the head football coach. He was the Tigers' offensive coordinator during the 2010 national championship run before heading to Arkansas State for his first head coaching job. He just led the Red Wolves to a 9-3 record, the Sun Belt Conference title, and a berth in the GoDaddy.com Bowl. Turning now to the NBA, Tony Douglas had a season-high 22 points, and Greg Smith added a career-best 21 to help the Rockets overcome a late run by the L.A. Lakers, 107-105. And since we're talking hoops, fighting Texas Aggie basketball, the women started out on fire, ended up just shredding the Lady Texters, 77-26. The Aggies swarmed on defense, forcing 22 Lady Texter turnovers and holding La Tech to a 9-54 shooting on the night. The 26-point effort by Louisiana Tech was the lowest A&M has allowed since 2006. And because everybody ends up talking about football, here's Coach Blair on a bit of a change because of the Heisman.
The game against TCU will be at 3 o'clock. There's no way I'm going against Johnny Football because I'll be there sitting there watching just like everybody else. But I think that will be a whole lot better for our fans and particularly a lot of junior highs and high schools that want to come to this ball game on Saturday.
So TCU taking on A&M at Reed Arena. That's 3 o'clock on Saturday. All the action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Aggies are 6-1 in the men's side, and they'll put their three-game winning streak on the line against the Lumberjacks, who enter the contest with a perfect record this season. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Jacks.
The game against TCU will be
a very good team. They're undefeated, had a good 20-point win or 18-point win against Tulsa. At Tulsa, they're only giving up 44 points a game. We got to have the same emotion and energy we had against Houston, I think, to beat a very good team.
Aggie men's hoops tonight against SFA at Reed. They'll tip it off at 7 o'clock. Interesting news from the New Orleans Hornets. They're expected to become the New Orleans Pelicans, perhaps as early as the 2013-14 season, according to Yahoo Sports. One source says that they thought about calling themselves the Crew or the Brass, but the Hornets have planned to change their name since the New Orleans Saints owner, Tom Benson, who also owns the rights to the Pelicans nickname, bought the team back in April. Now, the Charlotte Bobcats owner, Michael Jordan, said in November he'd be interested in bringing the Hornets name back to Charlotte. And finally, we'll wrap it up with the NHL. The NHL and the NHLPA have finally gained some traction. Multiple sources told ESPNNewYork.com there appears to be at least cautious optimism from both the league and the union. And that's the first time the word optimism has been used in this negotiation at all. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for
for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Dreading holiday weight gain? Don't. Enjoy the food and festivities. Have a great time, because come January, you have a proven effective way to drop weight. Hypnosis. This is Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. And as Dave Ferguson, who stopped smoking with hypnosis, said, it's no parlor trick. Hypnosis is the proven way to dump the holiday weight you know is coming. Space is limited, so make your reservation now. Call 739-7143 or visit robinrobertsch.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. And again, this is the time of year when we have lists of things. We're not going to do the people who died in 2012 yet, because we still got another couple of weeks. Could have some other people die. You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
We're waiting on you.
Doing what we can. So Time Magazine has come up with a list of what they believe to be the best inventions of 2012.
Okay.
Self-inflating tires. As soon as the pressure in these Goodyear tires gets low, they know it. An internal pressure regulator opens to allow airflow into a pumping tube. As the wheel turns, the flattened part helps squeeze the air from the tube through an inlet valve into the tire. Once the pressure hits the optimum level, the regulator closes, all without the driver realizing it. $200 a piece.
That's cool.
If the driver never realizes it, though, I could potentially see how, if you got a puncture hole or something, and it would keep trying to inflate it, and you'd never know, and then it would burn out the system, because like a water well, you know?
Yeah, sure, exactly.
I don't know.
Oh, my guess is there's a, you know, you have this much life left because there's blood. If it can tell you when you change your oil, they can put a sensor in there that says you're almost out of air.
Could have a hey stupid light there for you. Right, exactly. Bounce imaging. An MIT student and an Army Ranger have come up with a way to provide first responders with the kind of technology elite SEALs teams have to give firefighters and police a full picture of a burning building or a hostage situation.
Cool.
The baseball-sized orb is tossed into the area. Six cameras snap pictures while the sensors detect air quality, temperature, radiation, and other hazards. Cost about $500.
That's cool.
Yeah, then sends that on to mobile devices. Wingsuit racing. I don't think so.
Oh, I think that stuff is so cool. I'd love to try that.
This is for adrenaline junkies only.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. In October, flying humans wearing bat-like suits competed in the first ever wingsuit flying world championship in China. If you haven't seen this, I mean, it's pretty spectacular if you want to do that. They jump off 5,000-foot cliffs, and they kind of glide through the air. Google Glass. Glass is, simply put, a computer built in the frame of a pair of glasses. And it's the device that will make augmenting reality part of our daily lives. Half-inch displays, which come into focus when you look up to the right or look up to the left, share photos, video chat, do whatever. They'll soon be available, probably next year. Right now, they cost $1,500. 20 years from, we'll talk about this, and they'll cost like $7.
And they'll be telling people not to do it while they're driving.
Yes, well, that's also true. Yeah, yeah. Listen to today's news. The MakerBot Replicator 2. Download or create a design, hit print, and watch as this sleek desktop-sized 3D printer extrudes ultra-thin plastic layers, each melting into the other. Have you seen this done? I saw this last week.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it stacked. Those things are so cool.
What is it exactly?
2010.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The picketing is done, so the shipping can resume. The L.A. port strike is over. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
The 8-day strike has been resolved, and some 10,000 longshore workers will start moving cargo again this morning. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announcing the strike's end.
Strikes cost the country about $8 billion, more than 10,000 people out of work.
It shut down the nation's largest port complex, preventing goods from being delivered across the country. The issue is over the fate of clerical workers' jobs. They had been working without a contract for 2 years. Dave?
Courtney, going over the fiscal cliff could be bad for business. So President Obama will meet with CEOs next hour amid his ongoing standoff with Republicans. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president will address the business roundtable. There he's expected to repeat his call for a balanced approach to defusing the fiscal cliff. By that, he means his precondition that tax rates must be increased on wealthier Americans. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says the president is now demanding more in tax revenue and more spending than he campaigned on.
It is a bait and switch because the president has put out a plan that even Democrats won't support, that literally will not work.
Republicans have offered to raise tax revenue, but by limiting deductions and eliminating loopholes. They oppose raising tax rates. Dave?
Mike, Hurricane Sandy did more damage than to the Northeast and slowed down hiring as well. Payroll processor ADP says the private sector created 118,000 jobs last month, down from 157,000 in October. Now that NATO is giving Turkey Patriot missiles, Secretary of State Clinton says the message has been sent to civil war-torn Syria.
Our concerns are that an increasingly desperate Assad regime might turn to chemical weapons or might lose control of them.
Afghanistan, number one, the most corrupt country in the world in a new survey by Transparency International. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Hey, tomorrow it's a large inventory absolute reduction auction going on, and it'll be at Sioux Falls Prater's Taylor location. Starts at 10 o'clock. Now, if you want to be a part of this, the auction will be held by Southwest Auction Company, license number 6379. Now, you want to be pre-approved, and you do that by calling the Bryan store at 822-7684, 822-7684. Now, there's a flyer and there's one that's online. Now, the flyer that you may have gotten in the mail, they've added some new things to it. So what I would suggest is if you want to see the full list of items, because they're tractors and they're trucks and trailers and other equipment that's been added since the brochure was printed, go to cptractor.com, cptractor.com, and you'll be able to see everything that is in there. But, again, the auction starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Be able to obviously see things ahead of time. You can see them today or tomorrow. But that's at the Taylor location of Sioux Falls Prater. Again, sign up to get pre-registered and pre-approved at 822-7684, the local store here in Bryan. And then if you want to go to the sale tomorrow, it starts at 10 o'clock in Taylor, Texas. It's a large dealer absolute inventory reduction sale from Sioux Falls Prater.
It's one of the best Christmas stories ever told. The Charles Dickens timeless classic, A Christmas Carol, live on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Directed by Randy Wilson and starring J. Paul Teal as Ebenezer Scrooge. Brought to you by John and Emily Jordan and by Brazos Valley Urgent Care. With additional funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station and support from the Arts Council of Brazos Valley. Don't miss A Christmas Carol on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at theatercompany.com.
We're in the studio with Zweikert Associates at Keller Williams, and Jen and I have been through two properties together now with one buy, one sell. Through the course of some of these, we had to determine what was worth saving and what wasn't in terms of allowances and things like that. Like, for instance, carpeting.
Right. That's one of the biggest questions that we get. People will say, you know, my carpet is in horrible condition. It can't just be cleaned and restretched and made to look good. So can we just offer an allowance rather than going through and installing carpet now? And quite frankly, the answer is no. And that is because, number one, most buyers just don't have that great of an imagination. And so if they're comparing your home to a home that already has carpet that looks fantastic and they're weighing out who they're going to make an offer on, it's probably going to be that home because they don't want to hassle with that once they close and move in. The other thing is, it may cost in a 2,000 square foot home, say $3,000 to have the carpet replaced, but you can sell it for $5 per square foot more. That's $10,000 more and a net profit to you of $7,000.
So you're more than recouping your money then.
Absolutely. And we'll help you evaluate all those things when you get ready to put your home on the market.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
WTOW News Time is 8:07. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There are at least six bills pre-filed for next year's legislative session calling for a statewide ban of using a cell phone while driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan is among those monitoring the issue.
As the data keeps on coming in and we keep on showing the information on these crash investigations where we have distracted driving and cell phone being the number one cause of that as we speak, they're going to continue to figure some way to implement this distracting driving, and maybe the governor will look at it and rethink that.
Governor Perry vetoed a proposed ban 2 years ago. A senior at A&M Consolidated High School has won a $100,000 college scholarship.
In the lazy roadmap construction phase, we lazily generate and connect vertices in the free roadmap until the start and goal are in the same connected component, which implies that a potential path exists.
Kenson Shi captured the top individual prize in the Siemens Foundation competition for developing a new method to improve robot motion planning. According to one judge, Kenson Shi's work as a high school student is comparable to the work of a PhD student beginning his thesis. On our website at WTAW.com is more information from the Siemens competition, including video where Shi figured out a Rubik's Cube puzzle in 20 seconds. Nominations are being accepted for the Bryan School District's third class of Hall of Honor inductees.
This is the joint partnership between Bryan ISD, the city, and the Education Foundation. And we recognize between 8 and 10 people every year in a variety of fields. And we've recognized now, I believe we've got 16 people that we have inducted into the Hall of Honor.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says more information is available on the district website, along with the names and backgrounds of prior winners. The past 2 months were among the five driest October-November combinations in Texas history. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M says the soils are drier today than they were in December of 2010, on the eve of last summer's devastating drought. But, he adds, one factor gives him hope that we're not headed for another drought next summer.
Since we don't have a La Nina working against us, I don't expect the exceptionally dry condition to continue.
Nielsen Gammon says there is reason to believe that wetter weather is on the way. He's predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation. Closing arguments have been delayed in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan on a venue change from Huntsville. Falk is charged with the 2007 death of a corrections officer during an escape attempt. The Eagle reports prosecutors are contesting the charge to be read to the jury and asked an appeals court yesterday for a ruling. The 45-year-old Falk could face the death penalty if convicted of the death of Susan Canfield. She was fatally injured when inmate Jerry Martin rammed a stolen truck into her outside the Wynn Unit prison in Huntsville. Martin and Falk had staged the break and then sped away. Prosecutors contend the jury charge is too limiting. Martin's already on death row for Canfield's death. And the state's new streamlined juvenile justice system saves the state millions in expenses, but falls far short of achieving the desired reforms. That's according to UT Law School professor Michelle Deitch.
Where we have smaller, more regional, intensely therapeutic facilities that manage the very small core of juvenile offenders who are too serious to be kept at the county level, then no, I think we're still pretty far from reaching that goal.
Deitch says in-facility youth-on-youth violence is still occurring at shockingly high levels since the state merged the Texas Youth Commission and the Juvenile Probation Commission 1 year ago. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, it's 8:13, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird to go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather-wise, it looks like a decent day shaping up for the region. We'll have sunshine along with some passing clouds. Temperatures today up around 70 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow, high pressure's in control. It's partly sunny. We're back up around 70. By tomorrow night, clouds will start to increase. Lows will be near 60. We'll have lots of clouds on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 75 and 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. Yeah, it's that's Christmas weather. Good thing y'all have the parade at night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's going to do that. So when is the downtown parade?
December 14th.
December 14th.
We're still looking for a few more entries.
Okay.
The parade will start at 6:30 in downtown Bryan. So we're hoping we have cool weather to put everyone in the mood. Well, but we hope it's bearable and not frigid temperatures for the sake of all the participants.
Just as the person who's been sunburned.
Morning, Bryan Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie's been around.
Sure.
Okay.
I think a nighttime parade is a fabulous idea.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
As a resident pasty person.
Okay.
Well, Kat, this could be your first year to participate, so we definitely invite you to come down, and we'll stick you on a float or bicycle or something if you like.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Drive through downtown Bryan, and we've got our two gold medal winners, our two Olympians that are going to be the grand marshals this
carrying
year.
Carrying the key.
Yeah. So, they're... ask them if they've lost their key yet. Or if they've used their key.
And have we decided what that key's good for?
I don't know, but my 10-year-old daughter wants one so she can, she's already got ideas of opening up Whataburger after hours.
Sure.
I said, well, maybe they're open 24 hours.
Yeah, there's you.
Or Justice or some of the other stores. But so she's still thinking about the key deal. But
exactly.
It'll be beautiful in downtown Bryan. We've got quite a few entries this year. This is our second annual parade. And we've got the Bryan High and Rudder Bands are going to be participating to put us in the Christmas spirit. So, We're excited about it. Of course, it was warm weather. You got sunburns on Sunday, and
but that's one of the advantages of a night parade. You don't get sunburned.
You won't get sunburned, but you might get a little bit of a tan and glow from the Queen Theater and seeing that all lit up. But
wow,
so it's bright and beautiful. Bright and beautiful downtown.
It is getting deep in here. I need some waiters. Wow.
Like they say on Galaxy Quest, never give up, never surrender.
Yeah, that's it. Now, boy, your ho-ho-ho sounds a little hoarse this morning.
I got a speech to give today, too.
We had the
parade this past Sunday. We had so many beautiful weather, so we had so many people. Santa had to up his game and his volume a little bit. And that's not perhaps the best thing to do for one's voice.
Well, again, so the mayor, now the downtown parade is when?
December 14th.
See, so you've got
next Friday. Yeah,
you've got a little time to rest your voice, at least from the ho 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 level, and take care of it.
If we need to, we can pre-record it. whatever to accommodate.
Because
Santa
we have some fine recording studios in downtown Bryan that'll be able to.
we'll give you a little wireless thing. You can just push a button and go ho ho ho.
So Mr. Downs like Britney Spears lip syncs.
Yeah.
It's a noble idea.
Yeah.
I bet you Santa will be in full cured mode by then.
Yeah, I know you will. So anyway, but I thought that we should at least have you chat with the mayor, and he promises it won't be 80 degrees when they kick that thing.
Well, maybe
off.
Santa Claus needs a hot toddy or something. Y'all remember those?
No kidding. Hey, listen, by the way, we saw a story today about somebody, and we don't know what city it's in. They just said in near Houston where they have a Santa in a duck blind. Okay.
There's a Santa everywhere.
I understand, but that made me think. Have you ever seen a camo Santa suit?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just didn't. You and I just gave up out of sheer horror when we did that search for Santa suits the other day.
Yeah. Well, again, it was on your computer, so that's your problem. All right. Thank you.
Look, that was just one of many reasons to clear my internet browsing cache history.
Got it.
On that day.
There you go. Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Down. Yeah, it does other things. So what else we got going on in the city?
Well, just want to mention our next and last council meeting is coming up December 11th, and we'll do double meetings that day, so we won't be meeting during the holiday season. So we invite everyone to come on out for our last meeting of the year. We've got a few things we'll hopefully be working on, and looking forward to 2013. Might have a council retreat coming up in the next few months. We haven't really discussed it as a unit yet, but we're usually doing one to kind of bring in some of the new council members and talk about what's the plan. And
our suggestion is a hot tub. Make sure a hot tub is included. Y'all sitting around in the hot tub talking.
I think you need to suggest that to Congressman Flores, and he can get that to Speaker Boehner and President Obama. Maybe if those two get in a hot tub, they can get the fiscal
budget negotiated. I don't want to see that, though. I mean, I want to see this pretty transparent. I don't want to watch that.
C-SPAN,
like
I think that would be pay-per-view television.
I'm thinking, John Boehner from the neck up is tan. I don't care about anything beyond that. That's just terrible. All right, well, let's do Jethro trivia then one last time here with the mayor for 2012. It's Jethro Trivia. It's time for our oddly informative little news quiz. Today, since it's awards season, Forbes magazine has crowned Eddie Murphy Hollywood's most what? Is it A, overpaid actor, B, savvy investor, C, bankable comedian, or D, king of bad sequels? Once again, Eddie Murphy is A, overpaid actor, B, savvy investor, C, bankable comedian, or D, king of bad sequels. Kevin.
I usually go with the funny one, but I'm going to have to go with most overpaid actor.
Okay, overpaid actor. Kat.
I'll go with B.
Okay, with the savvy investor. All right, Mr. Mayor.
Well, the logical ones are everything but B, so I'm going to go with B, savvy investor.
Okay, yeah. He's not. He's
Kat's
the most
smart one.
The most overpaid actor, as a matter of fact.
I was about to say, I always get Jethro Trivia wrong, so don't follow me.
In the yearly list of Hollywood's most overpaid actors, Murphy earns about $2.30 for each dollar that he is paid. So, in other words, his return on investment is not very good. Not very good. That's $2. again, but it's Eddie Murphy. What do you want? All right, Mr. Mayor, have yourself a good holiday, and we'll look forward to probably seeing you in a new year. If something else new and important happens, then obviously we'll have you in to do that.
Absolutely, Scott. I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy and prosperous 2013. I think everything's going to be great in 2013 for the city of Bryan. We've got a lot of things we'll be talking about and moving forward on, and so excited to talk about that in the near future. It's hard to believe that the year's coming to an
end. I know. And, I couldn't figure out what year it was the other day.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd just talk about Johnny Football and Johnny Manziel today, since that's the buzz around town.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It's been exciting. So this has been
I guess you've already since you've already got your grand marshal for this year, you couldn't really put him on a cart behind it. But
well, I've
still.
Been joking with everyone, Johnny Manziel's next year's grand
marshal.
There
you go. There you go.
If,
yeah.
Johnny, if you're listening, you know, we'll sign you up for next Christmas.
With any luck, you're going to have a great hood ornament on that car.
It'll give you a big key.
Exactly. All right, thank you, Mayor.
I have to wrestle him for that one. Thank y'all.
Uh-huh. That's Jason Mayansky, the Mayor of Bryan. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Slow but steady employment growth. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The private sector continues to create jobs at a slow pace. ADP estimates private employers added 118,000 jobs in November. That's slightly fewer than expected. Walgreens reports business was down last month. Total sales off by nearly 4% from November of last year. Same store sales were down more than 7.5%. Technology companies expect demand for cloud-based computing to double over the next 2 years. A KPMG international survey finds firms expect to deliver more services for content management, customer care, analytics, manufacturing, and operations. Executives say the biggest challenge in selling cloud-based services is that many buyers have unrealistic expectations for the amount they can save by switching to the cloud. Stock market futures are slightly higher. A purchasing manager's report on service sector activity comes out shortly after the market opens today. It could help to determine Wall Street's direction. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business, Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
For centuries, the Maya Empire flourished in present-day Central America, but rapidly began to decline around 900 AD. A new report in the journal Science suggests that climate change helped do in the great Maya cities. Penn State University environmental anthropologist Doug Kennett and his team studied cone-shaped mineral deposits called stalagmites in a cave in Belize.
And you can obtain a climate record from them by using oxygen isotopes, which basically reflect the amount of rainfall at any given time.
From the stalagmites, Kennett's team correlated the rise and fall of the Maya Empire with centuries of ample rainfall followed by a long dry spell. Kennett argues that the drought-related crop failures may have fueled the warfare and political instability that marked the empire's collapse. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next. Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper, but you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team puts its 6-1 record on the line tonight when they take on Stephen F. Austin. The game's going to tip at 7. The broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 6:30. Stephen F. Austin is a 5-0 ball club. Their most recent win came against San Diego. They won that one by a score of 56-51. They have a win over Tulsa, Jarvis Christian, Florida International, and Howard Payne to build that 5-0 record coming in here tonight at 7. Don't forget, it's half-price holiday hoops. Bring the entire family out for Aggie basketball. All of the games between now and January the 9th are half-price holiday hoops affairs. And also for the women, all the way through January the 13th, half-price holiday hoop supplies there as well. Stephen F. Austin tonight at 7 on the court at Reed. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie basketball report.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
WTW News time is 8:29. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A $100,000 scholarship goes to a Consolidated High School senior for winning at what is considered to be the nation's premier research competition for high school students.
Lazy Toggle PRM begins with a lazily constructed roadmap, and then iteratively extracts and validates paths and uses the invalid portions to feed a Toggle PRM strategy.
At the Siemens Foundation contest in Washington, D.C., Kenson Shi was explaining his method to improve robot motion planning. A judge described Shi's method as getting a robot from Transformers, choosing a path, and creating an appropriate shape, such as a dog or snake, to navigate a collapsed building to reach survivors after an earthquake. More about Shi's accomplishments is online at WTAW.com. Now in its third year, the Bryan School District's Education Foundation, the school district, and the city are seeking nominees for the Hall of Honor. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says background information on the first two classes is on the district's website.
We've got a short bio on each person who has already been inducted, so that can help people think of someone. We are taking nominations through January 25th. The website actually says the 18th, but we're extending that a week.
The induction banquet is next August, and the featured speaker is State Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Law enforcement agencies statewide are monitoring the return of proposed legislation to ban using a cell phone while driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says enforcement is a key provision.
The question, as most law enforcement will have on that, is, please make it where it's enforceable to the police officers and for the public that will understand exactly what they come up with. So we'll just have to see how that works out as the new session begins the first of the year.
A ban reached the governor's desk last year but was vetoed by Rick Perry. State climatologist and A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says the soils are drier today than they were December before last, leading up to last summer's extreme drought. In fact, October and November of this year rank in the five driest October-November combinations in the history of Texas. Nielsen Gammon says it's critical we get rain this winter.
Usually it rains enough that the ground is damp and there's moisture in the soil, and we actually accumulate moisture during the winter and spring that then gets evaporated during the summer.
He is predicting a normal winter when it comes to precipitation because we're not in a La Nina weather pattern, which would bring dry conditions. The capital murder trial of 45-year-old John Falk Jr., which began last week in Bryan after being moved from Huntsville, has had a delay in the closing arguments. According to the Eagle, prosecutors contest that Falk's charge be read to the jury, and yesterday they asked an appeals court for a ruling contending that the jury charge is too limiting. If convicted, Falk could face the death penalty for the death of Susan Canfield, a corrections officer who was killed after inmate Jerry Martin rammed a truck into her outside of Huntsville's Wynn Unit prison as he and Falk attempted to escape. Martin is already on death row on account of Canfield's death. And a North Texas minister is back at work after spending 30 days living as a homeless person on the streets of Dallas. Leon Reyes works as a youth pastor in South Lake, and he spent the month of November with no money, no cell phone, and no ID to regain a passion for his faith. He says people did treat him differently at first because he tried to look the part and didn't take a shower.
That part was pretty down, with a downer. Everybody just kind of looks away from you or looks down and walks past you. Maybe they pick up speed as they're walking. It's not good for you. But then afterwards, I decided to start using the resources the churches and nonprofits start providing with clothes and showers, and I started taking advantage of those.
Reyes says he made it through the month thanks to his wife. She chronicled his journey online at HaveYouSeenLeon.com. WTW News time is 8:33. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Gentlemen, do you want a great haircut at a reasonable price? Then Sonny's Barbershop is just the place. I was looking for a man's barbershop when I came to Aggieland about 5 years ago, and a relative suggested that I try Sonny's. After my first haircut, I knew I'd found my barber, and I've been getting my haircut at Sonny's ever since. The pros at Sonny's specialize in cuts of all styles. If you're ready for a real man's haircut that will impress the special people in your life over the holidays, try Sonny's Barbershop, located at Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
8:35, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Otherwise, it looks like a decent day shaping up for the region. We'll have sunshine along with some passing clouds. Temperatures today up around 70 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow, high pressure's in control. It's partly sunny. We're back up around 70. By tomorrow night, clouds will start to increase. Lows will be near 60. We'll have lots of clouds on Friday. The high's Friday afternoon between 75 and 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, to go back to our Jethro trivia, where Eddie Murphy, who returns only $2.30 for every dollar that he's paid, is the most overpaid actor. And on the other end of that would be Sarah Jessica Parker, who returns like $7 for every dollar paid. You know, the deal is, the key word there is movie stars. Okay, movie stars that are paid that much. Because if you go back and find whoever those kids were in the Blair Witch Project, I mean, they didn't pay them anything, you know? Yeah, they paid maybe $50,000 to do that movie.
Oh, I don't know if it was that much.
Yeah, it made like a gazillion bucks. Of course, I don't think it made their careers either. I don't know if you could name any of the guys, any of those kids that were in that.
Just gave them psychological problems.
Which, by the way, that was a very unusual movie.
Very uncomfortable movie.
I watched it, and... Well, I know, but I mean, I didn't get it at the end. Did I fall asleep? Did I miss something? I mean, they just go into this room at the end, right?
Yeah, I just was like, I don't know. I watched it, and it wasn't that scary to me. But, I mean, we all have different tastes.
Well, they did it. They did a good job. It's the kind of movie that, you know, you watch in a darkened room. That's, you know, pretty scary.
Yep.
They did a good job because it's the kind of thing that's believable, that something like this can happen. It's not some cockroach that gets too close to a nuclear reactor or something. You know. So it is. It's a kind of a psychological deal and kind of trips you up. But, you know, at the end I was going, Because I read The Stand by Stephen King, and I really liked Stephen King up until then. And then when I finished the book, there was like, it's like 14,000 pages long. And it just kind of ends. And the next thing you know, they're walking around in the leaves in New England. I'm going, wait a minute. I just invested X number of hours in this book, and you give me some kind of a crappy ending like that?
No, I knew it. I felt the same way about Stuart Little.
So it's just, I mean, it's... Yeah, you know,
just kind of a cop-out.
I draw that comparison. The Stand and Stuart Little are just exactly the same. I've always thought that Winnie the Pooh and The Exorcist were exactly the same, too.
Well, they've got lots of problems.
There you go. All right, so others, Katherine Heigl, Reese Witherspoon, Jack Black returns $5 for every dollar that he's paid. And he ought to be paid more. He's a pretty talented fellow. This is what's scary. Adam Sandler. Oh. For every dollar he's paid, he returns $6.30. I mean, wow.
He's apparently a really nice guy.
That's pretty good ROI.
It is. Nicolas Cage. He returns $6 for every dollar he's paid. The problem is he doesn't know what to do with the money.
Nope. Yeah, he does. He buys Elvis stuff and lots of it.
That guy's stupid. I mean, just stupid. Aww. Well, he is. He needs a new business manager.
You have to be smart to remember lines.
Well, I'm not sure he can remember lines, but anyway. But again, he's in one of my favorite movies, so that's...
What's one of your favorite
movies?
Well,
one of my favorite movies is Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Anytime
I've never seen it. I need to see it.
Anytime I walk through the room, or if I see that it's on and I sit down and watch it, then, you know, I'm probably hooked till the end. I just, you know, just it's that good. So the famed Hollywood sign has been spruced up and looking good again. Over the past 9 weeks, workers stripped the paint from the 45-foot-tall letters. You didn't know that, did you? They were 45 feet. Okay. Then put a fresh coat of paint and primer on there. Hopefully they put primer, then paint. Do it the other way around.
It works better that way.
It does, yeah. The sign was built in 1923, and you probably know the story that it was actually Hollywood Land,
yep,
which was a development they were doing up there. Sherwin-Williams furnished the paint for the project. They did that so that we'd say their name. at a cost of $140,000.
I wonder if we could build a giant WTAW to go on top of Crystal Park Plaza.
We used to have a pickle.
Are you serious?
We had a pickle. We did. We had a pickle that said WTAW on it.
Time year was that?
Well, this was, I don't know, it's probably 10 years ago, something like that.
Wow.
What happened was...
Where did it go?
Well, that's the question. We don't know exactly where it went. I think it was like National Pickle Month or something, and so they had a bunch of different pickle things that you could get. And so one of them was a pickle flotation device. Okay, and that's what it was. It's kind of like a lifesaver, but it was shaped like a pickle.
Wow!
And it's kind of fun. And so what we did is then we just got some contact paper and cut out the letters WTAW and stuck it on there. So we ended up having a WTAW pickle. But Rick Perry had his picture taken with the pickle.
Wow!
And John Davidson had his picture taken with the pickle. And Garth Brooks refused to.
Oh, all of this culture and heritage.
I know. Well, again, we're 90 years old. We've done a lot of stuff.
It makes me want to go paint a giant pickle.
No, probably not. But the other thing is that we photoshopped the pickle in with Garth Brooks.
Oh.
Because he came here for a news conference, and so we just... Because that's when we asked him to do it, when he was doing his last concerts here. And
I love it.
Yeah, but I don't know why not. You know, why wouldn't you do that? It's just a pickle. You feel like it's gonna hurt you in some way? I mean, you know, it's a pickle.
Maybe he's pickle phobic. You don't know.
He's Garth Brooks.
He's afraid of getting into a pickle.
Yeah, he's Garth Brooks. Oh, he's gonna get into a pickle.
Hey, you make bad jokes. I can too.
All right. Hey, the world's most well-known diet has been overhauled one more time. Weight Watchers International introduced Weight Watchers 360 on Monday. The new plan builds on the existing Points Plus plan and targets what Weight Watchers calls one of the biggest obstacles in weight loss, liquor. No, human nature.
Dang. Human nature.
Yeah, sorry. Weight Watchers beer. You don't ever see that. You ever notice that? There's never any Weight Watchers beer.
Dang.
That would taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is. It's called Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Weight Watchers 360 offers tools that will help revamp temptation spaces, including the office, car, and even a woman's handbag. Okay. Get all those Mars bars out of the way and go down for the stuff that's good for you. Healthy Weight Watchers began, of course, Weight Watchers as itself began in 1963 and has seen a lot of changes over the last 50 years. The world has changed a lot since then, and tempting food is more available than ever. Yeah.
Especially up here.
Yeah, that's right, because they bring it up here, and it's, you know, if it's up here, it's free. The company tries to revamp its program every so often to try to come up with some changes, and so that works.
Marketing decision.
Yeah. Now, a new study suggests, and this is, you know, this should make you feel good, it's never too late to change the way you eat. Patients who have already suffered a heart attack or who are at risk for cardiovascular events can still benefit by changing their eating habits. Research published in the journal Circulation. What? I wonder how many copies they print and distribute.
Of Circulation.
Of Circulation, yeah. Which would be the Circulation.
Yes,
of
Circulation. I got you. Uh-huh.
Explains that people with the healthiest diets had a significantly lower risk of further cardiovascular events than those who ate diets deemed the poorest quality. Yeah. There have been numerous studies done on the benefits of healthy diet in patients who do not have prior heart disease, but very few studies have actually examined the effects of diets with people who have already had heart disease or diabetes. So, yes, you can, in fact, change your life today. So, in other words, today is the first day of the rest of your life kind of thing, right?
Interesting.
But it reminds me of the story of the guy who walks into the doctor's office, he's got a carrot sticking out of his ear. You remember that, right? So the guy walks into the doctor's office, he's got a carrot sticking out of his ear. He says to the doctor,
you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, sure I am. He said, Doc, you know this, don't you, Kat?
Think so. Uh-huh. I don't quite remember.
Oh, shoot. I was going to let you deliver the punchline.
Well, go ahead and tell the joke. I'll see if I can remember in time.
Oh, all right. So he says, Doc, I'm not feeling very good. And the doc said, well, of course not. You're not eating right.
Every year my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, how you doing on the old Christmas shopping? How's that going for you? Is it working? Huh?
Not working, kind of.
No? Okay. So, now, one of the things that you do when you get yourself a present, you know, is you...
Get yourself a present.
Well, I mean, when you buy a present to give to somebody.
Oh, gotcha.
How's that?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So, anyhow. So,
because I know people who get themselves presents.
Well, there are people who do that. But one of the things you need to do is you need to wrap that, right? Okay? So, now, how did wrapping paper come to be? Do you know? Clyde Hall and his brother Riley. Clyde and Riley had themselves a little gift store, okay? And what they would do is, at that time, packages were pretty well just wrapped up in some sort of a colored tissue paper, okay? And mm-hmm. put a little ribbon on it. This is before shopping bags, which, by the way, are awesome. Shopping bag, you know, just drop it in there and tie it closed. Anyway, so they didn't have any more of this green or red colored tissue paper, and people were still coming in needing to get something to wrap around the Christmas present. All they had left, because they were a stationery store, all they had left was the colored lining that they used to put in envelopes, because that's what they would do, is they'd fold up the envelope and then they would put a colored piece of paper inside of it. And you still see some fancy envelopes that are like that.
Huh.
So they just put flat sheets of that stuff out there to see, you know, what they could do. Well, they sold them for 10 cents a sheet, and they sold out pretty quickly. So needless to say, the next year, they offered three sheets for 25 cents, and again they sold out. So the whole idea of gift wrap became a really big deal for Clyde and Raleigh Hall.
And they were three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Clyde and Raleigh Hall in their stationery store in Kansas City that became
Hallmark.
That's right.
How cool.
Oh, you
I like
that,
learning that.
See, that's why you listen, so you can find that kind of stuff.
Want to know
out.
Some Australian Christmas trivia I learned on Candy 95 today?
Must have been from Lainey.
Yeah. It was actually...
that a kangaroo fills all the stockings?
What? No, oh. But similar. You almost got it, Scott. Okay. What happens is all the Australian children are told from a young age, it's too hot in Australia for reindeer. So when Santa gets to Australia, he actually trades out his reindeer for six white, not jackrabbits, kangaroos.
Oh.
And they're called bloomers, and they carry Santa Claus through Australia.
Oh, I thought they carried onions. Okay, okay.
Oh. Hey,
bloomers, onions, thank you. A U.S. Army lieutenant performed 49 backflips at a halftime of a UTEP, University of Texas El Paso football game this year.
And then threw up.
To set a Guinness World Record. Jaleesa Walker, who is a former cheerleader at the school, performed the feat during halftime of UTEP's game with Rice to break the record of 35 backflips that had been set by a Texas high school cheerleader. Walker said the total, which will be a world record if approved by Guinness, was one flip short of her goal.
Wow.
I mean...
Ugh. Did she fall down or what?
I don't know. After about the third one, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, she threw up.
Yeah.
Speaking of throwing up, the British hospital...
Wait. Stop.
No, Scott, you're going to like this story. It reminded me of you.
Can you submit this in writing first?
It's only three sentences.
I don't care, but go ahead.
It reminds me of you.
Thank you.
The British hospital treating the former Kate Middleton is admitting it fell victim to a crank call from some Australian radio hosts. The Duchess of Cambridge is pregnant and being treated for morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital says one of the nurses told a woman who called in impersonating Queen Elizabeth that Kate had been sleeping and not, quote, retching.
Oh, cool.
End of story.
I heard she had a really, really bad case of that or something, right? There's some medical term for that.
I think the pearl of the story we're missing here is that it was Australian radio hosts that called in. Doing this much in the same way that our charming team here at the Infomaniacs tends to call people. Perhaps we should try impersonating Queen Elizabeth. I'm just kidding.
Well, if you know, if Downs sort is of. Down for paying for it,
I'll it, you know? Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hey, this Friday and Saturday, it's the wrap-up of Christmas at the Creek. City of College Station is doing that at Wolfpen Creek Park. Starts at 6 o'clock, ends at 9 this Friday and Saturday. It's the second weekend, in case you missed last weekend. Of course, even if you went last weekend, there's more stuff. It'll be a gospel Christmas celebration coming up on Friday with lots of different entertainers. And then on Saturday, bring your pet and enjoy a movie night. They'll do How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Polar Express. Now, in addition to that, there's free parking right across the street at Post Oak Mall. It's free to get in, and they've got a kind of a hayride drop-off deal. They can drop you off from the Post Oak Mall parking lot over to Colgate Drive in the entrance to the Wolfpen Creek Center. You'll find nativity scenes and a petting zoo and live entertainment and photos with Santa and some holiday shopping and stuff like that. Also, you'll find Cake Junkie, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and Chef Tay there with their food trucks if you'd like to eat a little bit while you're there, then you can buy some food from them. Now, if you're used to that other long-standing tradition of Christmas in the park, they're still doing some of that. You can take the family through a stroll at Steve Beachy Central Park and have a look at the lights that they've got over there. So two different places, really. It's Christmas at the Creek. That's where most everything's going on. But there's also a chance for you to kind of stroll through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park for Christmas in the Park. If you want some more information, it's all at the website, which is cxtx.gov/Christmas.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, about 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, speaking of Guinness records and that kind of thing, the world's oldest person has died. That means there'll be a new one.
Oh.
Well, I mean, because, you know, that's a job that you can, I mean, that's an honor you can only have for a certain amount of time. After that, then you can't. So, let me see. Bessie Cooper. I guess it's Bessie. It's B-E-S-S-E. Anyhow, before women gained the right to vote in 1920, Bessie joined the suffrage movement. She was 24 years old and a Georgia school teacher. So she died at the age of 116.
Holy cow.
116. So that means we have a new oldest woman, and her name, hang on, I'm waiting for it to build. Oh, there she, gosh, she doesn't have a smiling face right now, but we'll see. The woman is now listed as the oldest person in the world, dying Tuesday in Georgia, leaves Dina Manfredini of Johnston, Iowa, as the most senior person on the planet. Wow. She is 115 years and 244 days. Born in Italy in 1897, she moved to the U.S. in 1920.
Wow.
So there you are.
Can you imagine what somebody like that has seen?
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's
you saw the birth of electricity. I mean.
Yep. She cracked eggs at a food processing plant and filled shells with gunpowder at a munitions factory. Cleaned houses for extra money into her 90s. And lived alone in West Des Moines well past her 100th birthday.
No kidding.
Wow.
That's just cool.
Yeah, it really is. So we'll see. And then, of course, we'll have to wait and see. Then, you know, they've got somebody else in line. It's like, you know, it's like people who are moving on, ascending to the throne. Okay, you're fourth in line. If you can hold out past these other people, you win.
It's like the Miss America pageant.
Yeah, exactly. If for some reason you can't. All right, here are the TV shows that made it last week. Number 10 is The Voice. Again, still haven't seen it. Number 9 is Criminal Minds. Number 8 is Two and a Half Men. Still.
Yep.
After he told people not to watch it. Person of interest. Let me see here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the top 10 are CBS. So anyway, back to the back. It's Voice, Criminal Minds, Two and a Half Men, Person of Interest, NCIS Los Angeles, 60 Minutes, Dancing with the Stars, Wow, that was the wrap-up, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And it didn't even make number one. It's number three. Big Bang Theory is number two, and number one, of course, is NCIS.
Big Bang's funny.
Is it? You know, I've never seen that show.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, just...
It's a little more heady than your standard run-of-the-mill comedy.
Okay, got that. Yeah, starred guy from Houston, by the way.
Yep.
Okay, overalls back in fashion.
Yay!
Yeah, really? Yeah, have you done that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a pair of overalls that are logoed with a radio station.
Oh, well, there you go then. Whether you're horrified or excited at that news, there's no denying the fast-growing popularity of the all-in-one. This time, it's better than jammies with feet in them, right?
True.
This time around, though, we're not talking about denim butt saggers. That's what it says here.
Old school overalls.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like a guy I went to school with. That guy over there named Denim Butt Sagger. Anyway, but they're more glamorous cousin, apparently, the slim-fitting jumpsuits that are in luxury fabrics. Right. You didn't go to... school with a guy named Denim Buttsagger? Anyway.
Hey, I went to Leander. It's possible.
That's true. It could have happened.
It's entirely possible.
That's right. When shopping for overalls, look for the style that fits your the way your trousers would fit in your hips and bottom and the correct height and torso. See, I'd have to get mine hemmed. You know, wouldn't
I got to get everything hemmed.
Yeah, really.
I could hem it for y'all.
Okay, I'll remember
watch out
that.
For the family.
Okay. If you're taller or shorter than average, then look for styles with adjustable straps to fit the length of your body. You know, you don't see them around. I mean, I guess you do if you're out in the country or people working that way. But what's the youngest aged person who you've seen really wearing your traditional overalls lately?
Oh, they always have kids that take the pictures when moms make the A&M type overalls.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. That would be the exception.
Just as in general,
yeah,
almost
but,
never.
Yeah, I'm just thinking your basic working class heroes that, yeah, that's not going to happen. So the Pope has already got more Twitter followers than you.
Yeah, he does.
Just want to make you aware of that. Hello.
Was that Chili Joe, the butt sagger?
I went to school with him.
We're talking God.
With Chili Joe or the guy that called?
The guy that called. But I knew who he was talking about. I know who he was talking about. Anyway.
So it is about somebody.
Well, yeah. The Vatican officially unveiled the new personal Twitter account of Pope Benedict XVI earlier this week. And he hasn't even had to tweet anything to blow past you folks who have them.
Well.
Less than an hour after launching his site, which is at Pontifex. Okay, he amassed more than 15,000 followers, and let's see, His Eminence won't tap out his first tweets until December the 12th, so
It's an Aggie thing. Who knew it was Catholic?
Really?
12, 12, 12.
Right, yeah. He'll begin tweeting in 8 different languages.
Wow.
His first tweets will take a Q&A format, the cues being questions about faith, followed by the occasional quote from teachings and some other musings. Whenever the Holy Spirit moves him.
Hey, that happens.
No, but I mean, really? I don't tweet, but something that amuses the Pope and he's going to tweet that out to all his
a la Andy Rooney, the Pope going, "Do you ever wonder?"
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. To all his peeps, going to be doing that. Of course, he won't actually be tapping away on his Android or his Surface. The staff will transcribe and broadcast the little missives on his behalf. Either way, you'll have to move fast before all the religious technology jokes are taken. Because, I mean, if you'll think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Could be any number of them. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, hey, Burger King in Japan is offering all-you-can-eat burgers and fries.
Why?
Four?
For 30 minutes. Okay. Doesn't say how much it costs. Here's the catch. To take advantage of the promotion, customers have to pay for a full-size meal deal and eat the whole thing. Well, that's not hard. Afterwards, they can take advantage of all-you-can-eat special.
The country that birthed Kobayashi.
Yeah,
after all. I would be afraid if I was Burger King.
Well, you know, but just generally, they look at them as kind of littler people. If you remember our story about elevators yesterday,
yes.
They said the average U.S. American weighs 22 pounds less than the average Asian. So
Because
they don't eat Burger King all the time. Because they're littler? I don't know why. Didn't know where that was coming from. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So now, did you hear about this girl who was bitten by the dolphin?
No.
Yeah. An Atlanta family at odds with SeaWorld after a dolphin leaped up and bit their 8-year-old girl in the hand. They posted the video of Julian being bitten in Orlando because they weren't satisfied with SeaWorld's response to the incident. Well, the whole story is the first thing they tell you is the food's on the plate, don't move the plate. The food's on the plate, don't move the plate. The food's on the plate, don't move the plate. What did she do?
Move the plate.
That's right. So there you go. All right, this date.